You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Area 51's in Nevada?
Yeah. Mm. You didn't know that?
Mm-mm.
Where'd you think Area 51 was?
Texas.
What do you... How y'all doing? Welcome to Area 51.
I don't know. I feel like that...
How about them aliens?
Because it's big, biggest state. It's underground, isn't it?
Here she goes. She's fucking thinking movies. You're thinking Independence Day.
Yeah, they want to. But there's deserts in Texas, right? Or is it all like flourishing and like.
Deserts in Texas? Like, I think there would be.
Tumbleweed.
Yeah.
Prairie dogs. Cowboys and shit.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
But not real cowboys. Like,
there's got to be real cowboys.
Not like.
The West. The Wild Wild West is Texas.
No, it's not. Tombstone was in Arizona.
Yeah. Texas is still.
I'm
sure there's desert areas around those areas, like New Mexico, Texas, Arizona.
What? Why are you laughing?
The music.
Oh.
Yeah, from the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh. Texas.
Good, the bad, and the stupid.
So Nevada got Area 51. Do you think that they put it there because that's where the ship had landed?
Whoa. Put what there? But what where?
The Area 51.
It already existed before the aliens.
No, but I mean, do you think that they built that underground laboratory?
How do you know it's an underground laboratory? It's top fucking secret. You're just going by the movie.
That's them building it.
Whatever. All right, so Texas has aliens. So does...
If they are, they're called Mexicans.
You're listening to the fucking Jersey Jicks, assholes.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call at 856-381-4500, or you can email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Make sure you find us on Twitter and Facebook, and don't forget to download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Welcome.
Hello, Missy.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello, Missy.
Hello, guys. Did you miss me?
Hello, Missy. Yes.
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 I'm gonna change my Twitter handle, by the way, to Fun Size Hippo.
Hippo?
Hippo.
Why, you gained some weight?
No, I heard him say it last week.
What'd I say?
You called me Fun Size Hippo.
No, I didn't.
Yes, no. You did.
It was him. He said Fun Size Hippie.
Yeah, and then you said Fun Size Hippo.
I don't recall that.
You said it.
Yeah, you said it.
What? She called me fat?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah,
I had a total amnesia moment.
It was only in the first, 10 minutes of last week's show. That's all I got to listen to.
Right.
Because I had to leave. I actually had to work. What?
I said Fun Size Hippo.
Fun Size Hippo. That's going to be my new Twitter handle.
Twiddle.
Twiddle.
Twiddles.
So tweet me at Fun Size Hippo.
Twiddle her.
I got to ask you something.
I actually thought it was funny, though.
I got to ask you something before we get started.
Sure, what's up?
What's up with the hippie thing?
Yeah,
listen, guys.
With the hippie thing?
I told you that this was happening, and you guys don't listen to me.
What do you mean?
I told you that I was making a transition.
I don't understand. But I don't remember.
Who says I'm going to be a hippie?
Yeah,
who comes out and says that I think I want to be a hippie?
Oh, yeah, who announces a transition?
Yeah.
Hello, it's me. I do things the way that I do them.
I get that, but I mean, I don't understand. How can you change who you are to somebody else?
I'm not changing who I am. I'm taking one of my personalities and then letting them shine for the moment.
I should have just kept my mouth.
Okay, so one of the seven... personalities that I have
that
is shining. The hippie is going to shine this summer. I'm still a rock star at heart.
Why?
Because I want to be
dirty.
Then I'll be dirty.
You don't want to be dirty.
I mean, I'm going to be a clean hippie. It's not like I'm going to get dreads and shit like that.
No, if you're a hippie, then you're a hippie.
I have stipulations to my hippiedom.
No.
Yes.
Underline dumb.
No, I'm just going to be more free and be more free spirit.
But you are
free spirit.
I'm not.
I
could be freer.
How? I'm just curious because I don't think you can. I think you're
by making the bottom of her feet black.
I was barefoot in Camden.
Disgusting.
I know.
I think you're probably the freest person I've ever met.
I don't know. I feel like there's always room for improvement.
It's not about being...
That's another statement.
It's not about improving.
You shut your mouth.
It's not about improving, though. It's as far as being a free spirit, I don't know anyone more. So, how do you improve that?
To be
you
freer.
Want to improve something, improve your vocabulary.
I do focus...
No. Yeah, exactly. No,
that
proved
my point.
No. What I mean is, I don't mean, literally. I'm saying that's something
I'm
that
improving,
you can improve.
I'm improving my soul. And my soul is telling me that I need to be freer, that I'm still a caged animal.
Okay, what makes you think you're a caged animal?
Because I feel like my heart could be more free, and my soul could be more free.
What do you, what's caging you? What?
Society.
So what, are you going off the fucking grid or something?
No, I mean, obviously you need certain things to live. They're necessary evils, like
so
a
you're
job.
Not gonna, you're not going to shave your armpits?
No, I'm going to shave my armpits. Okay. That's a necessary evil.
No, it isn't.
No, if you're,
to
no,
me,
if you're a hippie,
is.
That's the ultimate free spirit.
That's the hippie from back in the day.
No,
is you going to wear deodorant?
No, it isn't. There's fucking girls now.
Listen,
that don't shave.
I am the first person to become Fun Size Hippie. So I can start the hippiedom as much as I want. I can make it whatever I want it to be because it's mine.
Then you can't use hippie. You got to come up with a new term.
Can you make it be dead?
Hippie's already been coined. And
but it's Fun Size Hippie.
No. Fun Size is you.
It is.
Right. You can't. Can't use something that already exists.
But it's like an adjective.
Right. I get that. Okay. I know where you're coming from, and I'm not saying it's not. You're not wrong about that. What I'm saying is, you need to come up with your own. You see how there's preppy, hippie, hipster. You need to come up with your own name. Yes. Your own. Yeah. So you can't use Fun Size. You want to use it as an adjective, you can.
Okay.
For yourself. But you can't make it a whole.
Okay.
You know.
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? In other words, if you're going to use Fun Size, you can't put hippie after. You got to say, I'm going to be a Fun Sizer.
But why can't... No, that's so stupid.
No, I know, but yeah. What I'm saying is you got to coin your own term.
But how come I can't break down what society already thinks about hippies and change it into something that I like?
You can, but you got to use a different
term.
See, like hipster,
yeah,
sort of hippie, but it's not.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a new age hippie.
Do you guys have any words in
no,
mind?
No, because I think the whole thing's ridiculous
to
do it. But I'm not going to fucking tell you not to do it. You do what you want to do. What I'm saying is,
yeah,
if you really want to do this movement, as
it's a movement.
Okay. You need to coin a fucking term for it and stick to your guns.
I think it might be a movement because Biffle...
Yeah, it's going to be a bowel movement in about 5 minutes.
Used to on Facebook, but you're back. I don't even know what the fuck you guys are talking
about.
I
like that you don't understand our language, actually.
That's the language of stupid. That's what that
she's
is.
She's not dumb.
I'm not saying she's dumb.
I'm
the
stupid,
language is
but
dumb.
She's not.
I'm not saying you're not even stupid yourself.
I know I'm not.
That sounded confident. You exude confidence right now.
I'm not.
No, see, the thing is that we are two peas in a pod, me and the Biffle.
Mm.
And there's nobody else in the world that's like her, and there's nobody else in the world that's like me.
I could
and
probably say you're right about that.
And that's why we mesh so well together. Me and Biffle are good peoples.
Yeah, you are good peoples.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, our language, she's not stupid, though.
No.
How about heeple?
She's not.
Huh? Heeple?
Yeah, hippie and people. People.
No.
I don't like those people.
No, I don't like that. It sounds
I'm
dirty.
Sorry for bringing us up. I just want to know what was
going
on.
No, it's okay.
What? Don't be sorry.
No, okay. I think it's good.
Well, because
actually,
it's going
to
drag on. Because
this is news to me. I didn't find out anything about this hippie thing until they brought it up last week. And I'm like, what are you talking? I'm never on Facebook.
Okay.
So I don't fucking know what the hell's
Instagram.
Going on. Whatever. I don't
and you
know
don't have Instagram, right?
I do, but I never use it.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
No, you're past it.
So it's like, all right. So what do you mean she's a hippie now, you know, and they're like, yeah, she's like a hippie. She's like a full-blown hippie. I'm like, what do you mean? Like I don't understand. Like, she has flowers in her hair, dancing around barefoot in a fucking sunbed.
But guys, I always wear the flowers in my hair.
No, I'm saying, like, you know, like the whole thing, you know, like whatever.
I have halos of flowers
Like, here's, let me explain to you the old school hippie.
Okay.
And I know you're not.
No.
But to understand the origin, okay, you want to talk about free? You're talking about women, men and women, not just, but I'm going to focus on women since you're one. You know, you're talking about people that will literally just get naked anywhere they want, when they want. They don't give a shit what anybody thinks about their body, what's on their body, what they write on their body, whatever. Okay. They don't believe in, like, not that they don't believe, but they don't feel like they have to wash for society.
Right.
It's like, I'm au naturel. This is my scent. Deal with it.
Right.
Okay. They don't wear bras because it's constricting and it's only something the man wants you to do.
Okay.
To push them up into your fucking neck, you know, whatever, or into your throat. But it's like they literally did nothing. They used no perfume, nothing. They just fucking literally
lived life. Yeah.
As like the first man and woman lived, which nothing. Like,
okay.
You know, just fucking frolicking throughout the land. There's no homes, or like Adam and Eve, if there was one.
Okay.
So it's like, that's kind of like their whole thing. It's like earth people.
Okay, well then I guess I want that mentality.
I want to have that
type of mentality.
I'm just giving you a background of what the original hippies were like. They were like, you know, obviously they were like, you know, peace, not war, love, not war, blah, blah, blah. No military. Don't go to war. Don't fight here. Don't fight there. Fuck politics. Fuck the man. Fuck government. Fuck it. They just had all these, like, you know, all these people that put restraints that they look at as restraints, like law is a restraint.
Okay.
Why can't I do this? Why can't I be naked in public? And why can't I, you know, smoke weed in public and whatever the fuck? Because it's like, look, they're earth people. It's like dirt, trees, grass, you know, we smoke it, we eat it, whatever. We live it.
Okay.
You know, and that's, they bathe in like fucking lakes and shit, you know, because
like what's that shit?
Yeah, exactly. But really, like, that's real, like that was real shit. I mean, and that's what they were like in the streets too. You know, you see women back in the fucking 60s and early 70s, they would literally walk the streets. They would take their fucking shirts off, or they would paint on their fucking tits or whatever, like, you know, love, not war. And they didn't give a shit if they got arrested, because they're like, the whole point is sticking it to the government, to the man, to whatever they want
to
call it.
So who are you sticking it to?
I'm just trying to better myself.
How's that going to better yourself?
Because I feel like I need to open my mind more.
Oh, better yourself
See,
is
I disagree with that part. with the opening of the mind.
Your
part.
Mind's wide open.
Yeah, that's the that's your
legs
problem.
Should be wide open, not your mind.
That's your problem. Is your mind is too open? You know what it is. Let's say you're someone who wants to buy a house. You want to buy some land, right? Okay. So you're like thinking, well, there's no point in having 2 acres. I'm going to buy 20 million acres, right?
Okay.
In your entire lifetime, in two lifetimes, you're never going to hit every square inch of those 20 million acres.
Okay.
Okay? So you bought too much land, is what I'm saying.
So you think my mind is too much open?
Yes. And what it's doing is it's affecting your, like, judgment. It's affecting your sensibility. It's affecting your intelligence. So what I think, if you want to open your mind, open it on subjects. Don't open it in general. Because if you do that, then your fucking head's going to explode. When you hear something, it's like, I never knew that. I mean, do you want to be 50 years old one day and hear and say to somebody, wow, I never knew that about something that's like every day?
Yes, I want to always. Yes, I want to always learn.
See, you're missing my point. What I'm saying is if someone said to you when you're like, say you're 50 years old and someone said, you know, I don't know, did you know you can't put diesel gas in your car, like it's, you know, whatever, and you're like, I didn't know that. You know,
okay,
you know what I'm saying? Like things that you should know.
But I experience enough of life fully to where I learn lessons in everything that I do.
No, there's nothing wrong with learning lessons or anything like that. What I'm saying is I think because of your open-mindedness, I think, like, let me put it to you this way. I've been listening to a lot of our older shows, right?
Okay.
And, you know, and for the purpose of cutting intros for the beginning of every new show, and I've heard some shit that you said that if you heard it now, especially like after watching shows like Cosmos that really taught you stuff, right?
Yeah.
You would probably blow your brains out because you sounded like a fucking whack job.
I don't think so.
No. Trust me. You should have heard some of the shit. Like, for instance, this clip that I cut for tonight.
Right.
The clip that we used tonight was about, you know, aliens in Texas. But what it stemmed from was your knowledge of the solar system, which you had no knowledge of the solar system. Like, you know, you're so concerned with what's out there and what's past our galaxy and universe, and but you didn't even know anything about this galaxy.
I didn't know anything.
No, you should have heard what you said. You said, first of all, you said Mars was hot, which it's not.
Okay.
You were like, but it's red. Shouldn't it be hot? That's the shit I'm talking about. That's the shit I'm talking about. There are fucking 3-year-olds that will be like, what the fuck is she talking about? Seriously, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, your open-mindedness is causing you to not retain truth and fact.
But
you're letting it kind of dissipate.
I am listening. I'm learning all about Cosmos.
I was making a comparison between now and, like, for instance, when I heard that show. And I was like, oh, my God, if she heard this, she would
die.
Big
ups to Neil deGrasse Tyson for that one.
But I'm saying, you know, you actually...
He's dropping it.
But you're reading the book and you're watching the show and whatever. So
the book,
like,
is hard.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy. He's a fucking, you know, genius. But what I'm saying is if you heard the shit you said, you're like, you would hear it now. The equator was another conversation.
The equator.
You sound like a total fucking moron.
Yeah, I remember.
And it's
the
like,
equator.
How do you not know that it's not something you can actually touch?
But that shit's funny.
Well, yeah, it's fucking great. Don't get me wrong. But, like, you were serious.
Yeah, I was dead serious.
You were like, you thought it was like a ring you could actually see and touch, like, once you get to zero latitude.
I thought
zero
you weren't even allowed to, like, walk on it.
No. There's nothing to walk on.
I know.
That was the whole point. You were making it sound like we had rings of Saturn here.
I thought, yeah.
It was unbelievable. It's like, wow. Again, children would be like, what is she talking about? Like, where did she come from? That's my point about open-mindedness. Like, you want to be open-minded about, you know, like sexuality or politics or like, you know, like certain topics. Nothing wrong with that. But if you open your mind too much to where you don't retain any facts, you're never going to know anything. Because you're too busy trying to absorb everything.
But I feel like
absorb everything.
Exactly. But I feel like I'm at a crossroads to where I have to shed my skin. Do you know what I mean?
When
so
you're
like,
snake.
Yeah, like that's what I feel like. I feel very uncomfortable. Like I got to get it off.
I feel the same way, but it's because I'm fat.
Well,
I want to shed my fat.
You think I'm fat too? So maybe that's it. Maybe I got to drop some lbs.
Actually, the point was is you're going to get fat. No, I'm just kidding.
Either or.
Being a hippie isn't going to make you better.
Yeah, it's not.
Reading
no.
a book is going to make you better.
And
taking
I'm reading,
a class is going to make you
first
better.
First of all, I read, you know what I mean? All the time. I'm never not reading a book. If you ask me
that's
right
good.
Now, I'm reading a book.
So that's what makes you better.
If you read a book, a factual book, right?
Yeah, I mean.
I'm saying if you read a factual book.
Right.
Are you going to open your mind to the point where you're going to be like, all right, I read what they had to say, but I'm not exactly going to believe it. I'm going to keep my mind open.
Yes, I always do that.
Wrong way to
because
go.
Because you never know. Things always no. change.
Sometimes, but not always, and not in your lifetime. So it's like, yeah, you can say things have changed, like the whole Big Bang Theory
yeah.
changed. I get that, but that's because technology.
But all the great thinkers of the world always questioned everything.
I get that, but they also...
And they're never appreciated in their time.
But you know what the difference between those great thinkers and you?
What?
They actually know shit. They were smart about subjects. That's what made them great
thinkers.
They were
hippies.
You don't have a niche. That's your problem.
Do I have to have a niche?
Yeah, you have to know something. You have to be an expert in a field to be considered a great thinker.
Fob's an expert in eating. I'm an
right.
expert in fucking up.
Yeah.
I'm an expert at life.
No, you're
no,
not.
No, you ain't.
No, you ain't. Who gave you that title?
I did. I've experienced
you're no
so
authority
much.
To,
so
to give
I,
yourself
but what does
that
title. Make,
that
I'm doesn't a, make me?
I'm a, I know about the power of yourself.
You have too many personalities to know the power of yourself, number one.
First of all, I know them all.
You're an expert in the mail room. That's your act. I mean,
that's not. No, I'm no. not. I'm really not.
No, listen. My point, the whole point is that the people you're talking about, the people that question things, they're the ones that actually are, they live their whole lives researching one thing that they're passionate about and that they know a lot about that they learned about. Paleontologists, people like that, you know.
Okay.
You don't have anything like that. Nothing. There's no, like, study that you know or that you lived or that you, you know, some skill like that where you can sit there and be like, this is my life. I'm a fucking, you know, whatever. I'm a weather girl or I'm a, like, whatever. Like, you have to pick something and you have to, like, live it for a long time. And that's when you say you can start questioning things that have to do with it and then it expands outward. What you're doing is you don't have any kind of, like, I don't know what the term I'm looking for is, but you don't have, like, a not profession. That's the wrong word. Like, something that you know better than everybody else. You know, that's like, for instance, like, I keep saying paleontology because that's out there. It's a science. It's like, you know, something people
yeah.
dig fossils. They look for artifacts. They do all kinds of shit, right? So it's like, but these are people that lived it. They have passion for it. That's all they do. They breathe it. They eat it. They sleep it, right? And it's like, that's what I'm saying. You need to find something where it's like, that is what your main fucking passion is. And then you start to expand. Those are the people that become great thinkers. Go down the list. Einstein, all them.
Right.
They were experts. Einstein, expert in math. Expert in, like, certain scientific, you know, things.
But that's why I feel like I have to open up myself more so that I can find what it's going to be. I can't just pick it.
No. You don't pick it. But now you're crossing what you're saying earlier to what I'm telling you now. You're adding what I'm just saying to you. You're adding it to your open-mindedness.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is you're never going to know anything if you're trying to
know everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my point. Nobody is built for that. Not Einstein, not deGrasse Tyson. Nobody is. That's the thing. But he would tell you that.
Yeah, but there's nothing that, like, I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about
that's,
life.
That's what I think is why you need to shed your skin. You need to find a passion. We all do. You're not the only one. Every person living and breathing on this planet has to find some sort of passion. Like Marco jokes and says, eat. Well, no, that's just a fucking, that's an addiction for me.
Yeah, that's just like.
But yep. honestly, like a passion.
But like if you cooked.
Right.
That would be a passion.
Right.
But, like, you know, not only cooked, but, like, made new dishes that no one's ever made before.
Yeah, and brand new recipes and shit.
Right. Used spices no one ever heard of before. You know, like, stuff like that. Like, that's what I mean. You have to carve your own.
How do you think I'll ever find
niche.
That out?
Well, you basically, I mean, you know, most people, what they have something in mind when they're younger. You know, like when they're, I don't know, it doesn't matter really the age, but when you're younger, before you're an adult, you always say, oh God, that always interested me. That always fascinated me. That's something I always wondered about. And then you kind of like, you know, you basically test it. You're like, let me see if I can do this, or let me see if I can learn this, or whatever. And if not, you try something else. Now, we all done that.
Right.
You know, where you try something else. But you have to find one thing where it's like, whoa, you know, like, for instance, you've said on this show different things, things you want to do with your life, or not what you want to do with your life, but what you want to do in your life.
Right.
Like you were saying, you're going to learn how to play guitar and you're going to be a rock star. Yeah. What the fuck, dude? What are you waiting for then? You have no passion.
Zero passion.
Right. And that's why you need to shed your skin. It's not about being open. You are open-minded. And you are a free spirit. That's probably why, I've always said this to you, that's probably why you're not happy or not even like, I don't know, content. Because you're so, like, you're broadening further than you have to. And you're not... You have like ADD. There's too much shit. I don't know what to focus on. Like, it's this, that. It's like, no. If you want to be a rock star, be a fucking rock star. You know?
And I believe that.
But if you really wanted to, you'd pick up the fucking guitar. You'd learn how to play. You'd come up with your own music, your own fucking, you know, riffs. You'd put a band together and you just go without stopping until the day you fucking die, until your fingers go numb, until you wear them down to little nubs. That's passion. That's passion. And I don't have that passion for anything. I'm just saying.
I feel you.
Do you know why I'm saying this to you? Because I go through this every day of my life. I have no passion for anything like that. I wish I did. That I have ideas. But the passion, that's where I lack. It's that passion to do something. To accomplish the, you know, greatness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now it's like I have this mundane... fucking average life.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever. I'm alive. I'm not going to kill myself over it. I'm not going to fucking be depressed about it. I'm just going to accept the time that I have on this planet and deal with it. But if I could go back and pick something, I would definitely pick something.
I feel like when I was younger, I wanted to be a rock star or whatever. Blah, blah, blah. But then it like kind of subsided because I remember I told you I thought I was going to die. So I kind of didn't really give a shit about life. Yeah. So it was like, I'm just going to end up dying. There's no point in planning. It's coming up, whatever. Then when I didn't die, that's when I started to plan the rest of my life. But in that in between wanting to be a rock star and planning my life, the one thing that I always noticed that I always wanted, always did, and I think we've actually like touched down on this before, is that I was always dating people that needed to be fixed. Because that's what gave me passion and that's what gave me purpose. Mm-hmm. So I always wanted to like date somebody and like help them get fixed and then like they could move on with their life.
So
and
not,
then I
why
could
not
keep
be
doing
a psychotherapist? They fix people.
You
see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm a little too crazy.
You wasted
for that.
Your talent. Well,
they're all eccentric, man.
Yeah. You wasted your talents on garbage. And I don't mean like literally, I mean like those are people that are
dead.
Well, if you're not. You can't help people that don't want to be helped.
Right.
That's the thing.
Right.
And you can't think that you can change someone that doesn't want to change.
Right.
And that's the problem with most women. But
hell's yes.
You have to, if you want to help people and fix them, there's tons of shit. You could be a doctor, a surgeon, a psychotherapist.
Holy shit, Bob.
A psychologist.
All the time I say to people, in another life I'm going to be a doctor. Because even from when I was a little kid, did I ever tell you, I used to like give myself weird surgeries. The fuck? No, I swear. They're like,
is that weird thing in your head an aneurysm?
But like not like skin stuff. Like I wouldn't dig into my like body, but I would do stuff.
Fingering yourself is not surgery.
No,
just so you know.
But I would try and take off my freckles. So I would like have like all my little utensils out, and I
off
would,
of where
off of my leg. Off, I did one off my face once. I did one off my toe.
Are you sure they're not like something else besides a freckle?
No, they're freckles, and they came back. They just grew back.
Okay.
You cut it off.
What would you do? You cut it off?
Yeah, I would like get.
How do you
off?
Not have scarring from that?
I don't know. I told you I got third degree burns on my legs, and I don't have scars from there either.
How the fuck is that possible?
Third degree burns on my legs.
And not have scars. Third degree is pretty fucking bad, isn't it?
Yeah, it was down. It means it's down to the muscle, and it's the third degree.
Oh, how do you not show it? I don't understand. That's
I'll fucking tell you, but you're gonna think I'm crazy.
We already heard this story. You remember she told this whole story?
Remember the liquid silver?
The liquid silver.
No,
you remember
put
that?
Put liquid silver on it.
No,
for a week Come straight, on, dude. I would put the liquid silver on
What's
it.
What's liquid silver?
It's, oh, it was
you go again with this liquid silver.
It was. It's
did we
just,
really talk about
we
that?
We really did. Actually, not that long ago either.
No, it wasn't.
I think I think I have Alzheimer's, early stages. I'm forgetting a lot of things.
Yeah. Maybe. Or it just was so stupid, you just bothered not to listen.
Did I have an aneurysm that day?
You might have.
No, you seemed interested in it. You asked me a bunch of questions.
Yeah, you were.
It's a mineral, liquid silver?
Yes, okay. Yes. And it has a technical, like, Latin name or whatever the fuck, but we right. called it liquid silver.
Right.
And it was in a big Kahlua bottle, like the big ones, like this size.
Gotcha.
And I used that whole bottle within a week. And, I mean, I have a little, like, I can show you it. I have a little bit of a scar, but it looks like an amoeba. Or something like, just kind of like, just my skin is just a little different color. But
how bad
really
were the third degree burns? Like, were they
I could
all
see
over?
My muscle. No, ooh. They were right here.
Okay.
Right there, like that, because I grabbed my leg. When I grabbed my leg, I pressed my jeans. My jeans were melted onto my skin. So when my brother,
did you go to the hospital?
Yeah, only because everyone made me. I didn't. It was from hot water. Oh, a big 10-gallon thing of hot water, boiling hot water. I went to pour pasta in it, and it fell towards me. When it fell towards me, I jumped back, and it got my legs. And I grabbed my legs because I was in pain, and I was screaming. My brother was working with me at the time, and he came back, and he's like, what the fuck? And he's like, take your fucking pants off. And when he took...
No, that's the worst thing to do.
Well, he was afraid that because it had glitter and stuff on it, they were going to melt into my skin.
No, they
so when he did that, the skin peeled with it.
That's why you don't take your clothes off when you've been burned. And you notice, you see on TV, they cut the clothes off you when they... Sometimes they can't even... The clothes are singed to you.
And they can't even pull it off.
They can't right away. They have to. There's a technique where they actually have to use some sort of like antibiotic ointment while they're trying to slowly peel it off.
Peel it off.
Yeah. Mm. They have to put it underneath the clothes with like a cotton swab and slowly remove it. Because if not, it'll take the skin right off.
Yeah, that's what happened. It took the skin off, and it was from water. But because of whatever was in my jeans, it was like melting. It was fucking my skin up. So I have, and then a little bit on the other side, but not enough. But this was where it was real bad because I grabbed this leg.
And what did they do at the hospital? Did they do anything at the hospital? Skin grafts, anything?
Yeah, skin grafts. They took my whole.
Well, skin grafts. So you had skin
grafts. Yeah, I had one skin graft.
Well, that does help.
Yeah, of course it helps.
Oh, I'm thinking you just use liquid silver and all right.
No.
You never said none of those skin grafts.
No, I had one skin graft.
Problem averted.
Okay,
all right.
It's that thing with the...
I mean, pregnant women use cocoa butter, so their stretch marks get small, and it works. So, all right, I believe it.
Yeah, the skin graft is the thing they put over it, right?
No, skin graft is when they take skin from another part of the body and... graft it to the part where you're missing it.
No, then they didn't do that. They gave me this thing that looked like a graft thing. They kept calling it a graft. And it was this type of
like
elastic.
A mesh.
Yeah, it was mesh.
Yeah.
And they kept putting that on it.
And it stayed on your skin forever?
No. They would say, take it off, put this on, take it off, put it on.
No, skin graft is a permanent. It's a permanent. What they do is, for instance, let's say you got your face chewed off by Coco, right? Your cheek.
Okay.
They'll take skin from your ass cheek. And they'll graft it to your cheek.
What happens to the skin on your ass?
Nothing.
It just grows back?
Well, no. They just stitch it, and you'll have like a little scar there. But that's
it. Oh, okay.
They use a laser now. They don't even like...
They do that with your gums, right? When they skin graft your gums?
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, a bunch of people that I work with keep doing that.
What do you mean?
Why?
Because they're...
Your gums?
Yeah, they keep saying like their roots can show in their teeth, but I think it's you know what I'm
I don't know
about
the skin grafting part, but I know about the roots showing.
Yeah, and
what, are they pulling it over to cover it?
So they're getting, I guess, skin from other parts of their body and then put them
probably from the inside of their cheek.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because skin from your outside will not match the gum.
No, obviously.
It'll look like you have human in your mouth, like human flesh in your mouth.
I have this birthmark on my butt that's shaped like a heart.
Oh, it's not the tattoo? Believe in ferrets?
No, I actually have a birthmark on my butt. I never told you guys about this.
No.
I'm really personal about it, so it's weird that
That's good.
Never...
Open up.
Okay.
Seems like you do it on other shows.
That's not true.
Bullshit.
Oh, shut up. I always
No,
open
fuck
up.
You.
Always.
The other show you just did?
Yeah.
You talked about shit you didn't talk about on...
Bob, I wanted to talk about it, and you said to wait.
No. You're the one who said you didn't want to talk about it. I said, you do it when you want to do it. Yeah.
No,
I will never stop you from talking about something.
I brought it up on the show, and we glazed over it. That was my way of letting you guys know I was okay with talking about being
single.
No, you got
to tell us before the show. You know
that.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm totally okay with talking about the single thing. We talked about
No. It's not just a single thing. You talked about your relationship you just got over and details you would never say on this show.
No, I would say it.
I didn't know that.
It made... Okay, I was under the impression, and I could be wrong, that you didn't want me to talk about it for 6 months.
No. And you're the one who was upset about it when it first happened. You said, I don't want to talk about it right now. I'm not ready. And I said, you talk about it whenever you want to talk about it.
That's the last I heard.
That's the last I said anything about it.
No, I brought it up not even that too long ago.
No.
Like,
anybody will have my back on this because I will never stop you from talking about
you don't
some
even remember
personal.
Something that we just talked about the other day.
I agree. Okay. I fucked up on that, but not this because
I have zero problem talking about anything.
I actually thought about this a couple weeks ago. I'm like, yeah, I think it's been long enough. How come she hasn't brought it up?
It's absolute. I thought you didn't want to talk about it.
Why would I say, why would
because
I not want to talk about it?
What would be my reason? What I guess from gathering from context clues of what you had said is that you weren't taking it serious. I thought you thought we were going to get back together and you didn't want to.
You in the last one?
Yeah.
No.
So I thought you didn't want me to talk about it if we were just going to end up getting back together. Yeah.
No. You said,
I don't know where you even got
that. Yeah, that's.
Outside, when we were outside one night talking, you said you didn't want to talk about it because you haven't really gotten rid of him so much.
Right.
He's still kind of clinging onto you.
Yeah.
And I understand.
Yeah.
You kind of want to nip things in the bud before you know, and plus you need a little bit of time. But I never said 6 months.
I mean, I'm guessing with the 6 months.
I never said
thing.
6 months. And the other thing is, the relationship you had before that was the only time I said to you, maybe you should never talk about that because of the things you went through.
Right.
That's the only time I've ever said that.
Okay.
With this one was a joke.
Okay, well, it was a miscommunication.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I never said that
no,
at all.
No, I have no problem talking about it. I just didn't think you wanted to yet. I thought you would, like, think it was
why
trivial.
No.
I thought you...
Trivial.
Trivial, no. Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't make sense. You're the one in control. I know nothing about this. I only know what you told me off the
I know,
air.
But I didn't think you thought it was interesting to talk about.
Sure did.
That's what I thought.
First of all, that's okay. Bullshit, because anytime there's one thing that no one's ever done on this show, except for Marco, really... and it was even short-lived, is to talk about the end of a relationship you just were in.
Okay.
And that's it. I mean, we've never done it because it's never happened. Well, it's happened, but it's never been talked about.
Right.
And that's something different we never touched on, you know.
Okay.
Look, I'm not saying any...
No, I'm happy that this is awesome because this opens a fucking...
Yeah, but you know you have every right to say what you want to say. You don't have to sit there and say... You know,
yeah, but if I
feel like you're
making
a false excuse on behalf of me. Like,
no,
would I ever tell you not to talk about it ever, or even for 6 months? Like, who am I to give you a time?
I thought you thought it was stupid to talk
Why?
About.
Why did you?
Because
so
you
saying,
said it was a joke of a relationship.
Just now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't. You're saying you thought about this before.
You admit, I was under the impression that you thought. We were going to get back together.
No.
Or you thought it was boring.
Not this guy. The guy before him, I thought you would.
So I thought you thought it was boring.
You're mixing the two. You're mixing the two.
Shocker.
Things.
Like, I'm not surprised
by
that.
Something I said, what, 2 years ago now?
Well, yeah, with the other one. That was a long
time
ago.
But that's the stuff you're bringing up now. I'm talking about the guy that you just stopped seeing.
You didn't say any of that shit just recently?
No. That's
no,
what
no.
I mean. Whatever I've said to you, I've said it in front of either him or Chris or both, and I never said that. We never talked about this off the air, you and I alone.
No.
So,
I sincerely, honestly thought that.
No, the only time I said anything...
I think even on Shannon's show, I'd said, like, I want to talk about this, but I don't think Fob does.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah,
that doesn't make sense at
and
all.
And not in a bad way, like you're an asshole.
No.
I just didn't think you found it interesting.
No, I do, because I get to finally hear, you know...
Oh, well,
the details and shit.
Hello.
Like that. All right. Well,
can we take a break before we get into that? Because it's gonna
Is it time for a break?
No, but it's going to, you don't want to,
no.
Be a whole.
Wait, can I finish this first?
I want to get back to what you were saying before we brought this up. Go ahead.
That's what I want to finish. So, me doing all the little surgeries and stuff that I did on myself, I was gearing up for the big surgery of a lifetime. Mm. And that was to get the heart.
A penisectomy?
No, to get the heart, to get the heart-shaped birthmark off of my ass. And that's
now, why would you want to take that off if it's shaped like a heart? Because I have this fucking Africa birthmark on my thigh.
Because when I was little and I would wear a bathing suit, boys would say I had a shit stain.
That sounds about right.
And it was embarrassing. Wait, what,
where is it on your ass that boys can see your fucking cheeks?
You can see it. When I wear a bathing suit, you can see it.
So it's not on your ass, it's below your ass. You're wearing a fucking thong?
It's on my ass.
On the side. Yeah, okay.
And that's what I wanted to do. That was my ultimate goal in doing all of that, was to get the birthmark.
Did you get it off?
No, I learned to love it.
Okay.
And that's when I started dotting all my I's with hearts, because I made it a part of me.
Okay.
And then I moved on. And I moved on and I stopped and I started piercing things instead of taking things off.
You pierced yourself everywhere?
I pierced my ears.
Okay.
No, I just pierced my ears. I pierced my nose. And I pierced my labrae once by myself. I pierced my tongue once by myself. And that's it. All the
Where's
other
Chris
ones.
With the hammer and nail
sign? Oh, Jesus.
And that's it. But after that, like my belly button, I had it pierced twice, but I never did anything. My nipples, hell no.
You never did your nipples?
I mean, I had them pierced, but I never did them myself. No, they're painful.
I can't even imagine.
How about your labias?
No, I didn't do that myself.
No, but you have them done.
No, I did. I had it.
That's what I'm trying to get to. What was pierced?
Oh, what was?
Go through everything. Go to the list of all the piercings you either have.
All right,
ever
I'll start from the bottom and go up.
Okay.
The clip, belly button twice, nipples to a piece, labrae, tongue, tragus, nose, eyebrow. And six
You get
ears.
The back of the neck one?
No. Hell no.
Oh, really? You're against that one.
But, and then, I have three earrings in each ear.
So you're an expert in piercings.
I mean, I'm not an expert, but I knew.
Oh, God.
A fucking pincushion is what you are.
I was. It was bad. It was bad. And then when I had that last surgery,
your clit probably looks like a door knocker.
No, it looks fine. That's funny.
Good God, man. That's a lot of I pierced my ear myself once. Had it in for 1 week. Thought it was gay. Took it out. And then to this day, I still think guys that get piercings looks gay.
No, I like piercings on guys.
See, I know. And you can say that. I'm just saying, I don't think guys should have piercings is what I'm saying. I think it doesn't seem right. It just seems weird, you know?
I mean, I don't think you would look good if you had piercings.
No, I just don't think it's right. I mean, first of all, unless you're a fucking pirate, which half of them were gay. So it's like, you know, think about it. They're on the fucking boat for how many fucking months?
Yeah, they saw the mermaids, man. We talked about
that. They were banging their own fucking shipmates and shit. So
did they numb you like when they did like your clit?
No. No, a friend of mine actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And she was
Did she have ice cubes in her mouth when she did it?
No. But no, I mean it's so quick that you don't have to worry about that.
No.
No.
Oh.
No, geez. It's so quick. You hear the pop and then you're good.
Oh.
Clip probably looks like a tonsil.
Oh my God. Marco.
Disgusting.
Yeah. So.
Oh my goodness.
The moral of the story was I learned to love the heart-shaped birthmark on my ass that I hate. That I hate it.
And this all stemmed from us saying you could have been a surgeon or whatever.
Yeah, because I was very fascinated with it as a child.
So why not? Why wouldn't you? You wouldn't be into it now?
Out of it? And this is totally, I'm going to just shit all over myself real quick.
just wipe when you're...
I would not trust myself to save another person's life like that. So
you could do it on animals.
What if I fucked up, man? I mean, it's possible. I'm a fuck up. I learned from Dylan. Can't get
sued by the fucking animal's family.
Why not?
Did you hear what I just said?
The animals, like, what if
you... I mean, like, if you perform surgery on a dog, right?
And they have
the
a
mother
family.
Of the dog is not going to
no,
sue you.
No, but the owner...
You're not liable for that. Shit happens.
You're highly trained when you come out of there.
I mean,
know?
It would be something worth giving. Like, that's why I talked to you guys about when I was in school, and I told you that I got good grades, and you guys think I'm crazy. And
yeah,
I was...
You took classes like technology.
No,
class.
But then remember...
There's no technology in it.
But remember I told you once I actually tried...
Tried
at school, I tried at school, and then I got placed in all higher classes. Mm. I was in 10th grade, I actually tried.
Mm.
And then when I tried, I got all these insanely high scores. So they put me in all these really fucking high classes.
And what happened?
Eat shit, that's why, yeah. Dickhead.
But
self-deprecation?
Is self-destruction, is what I did.
Oh.
But I had a biology class, and I had to dissect animals, and I had to dissect cats and crawfish and
cats.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
And I was insanely good at it. And the teacher was even, but I wanted to be cool then. Like I didn't want to be a geek anymore.
I had
like,
to dissect a cow's eyeball.
Really?
That was fun.
Cat was a little rough.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah. And the frog and like all the normal things.
Frog, little tiny pig, a rat. And a cow eyeball.
Cow eyeball, that's bizarre.
Yeah, well, it's for the purpose of studying the eye.
Okay.
That was the purpose.
Oh, that makes sense.
That was in one of the biologies I had to take.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That seems like a not well, the first level, like a second level or a third.
Well, it was a prereq for going into radiography.
Oh.
So, I mean, you had to learn
about
it.
Oh, so you did
body.
That in college.
I didn't do it in preschool.
I did mine in high school.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't do that. No, in high school, all I dissected was a frog.
Oh, okay.
That was it. I mean, I don't... I don't think... For some reason, I don't think they would do cats in our high school.
No, they only did frogs.
Yeah, they did an animal you can't get emotionally... You know, because a lot of people can't... You know, it's one of the things... One of the reasons why they don't do that anymore is because... People have cats as pets.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're going to have a lot of failing grades because they're being like, I'm not fucking dissecting a cat.
Yeah.
You can't make me dissect a cat.
I was one of five people that did it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I got an advanced biology.
So you dissected a cat. So why not work on dead people then? Why not be a mortician? Not a mortician. What is it? Coroner?
Like
coroner.
An embalmer?
Coroner.
Yeah, but the coroner's got to know all the, like,
yeah.
But kind of a doctor, almost.
They are doctors, but they don't have to fucking work on a living human being. So you can't fuck anything up. Yeah. They work on cadavers, people that are already dead.
Yeah, but I watched 6 Feet Under, and
that's a
television show.
No, that wasn't really that's a mortician.
Okay, that's what's the difference?
A coroner is someone who works like in the hospital. Like someone comes in. They perform the autopsy. They sew them back up.
Oh, yeah. That would
probably
be cool.
They find out the cause of death.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. Imagine if she fucking goes through it and does it.
I mean, she
I'd
can.
I'd be your fucking hero.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want.
No, because you'd probably be fucking thrilled
if
about
you focus
it. Like, you'd
on
love
it, you've
your
seen
job.
The jump from, you know, one thing to another.
You'd love
that.
You know, but that's fine. That's fine.
But that's what stems from being too open-minded.
Yeah.
You can't focus on anything. You're never going to be passionate about anything if you don't spend enough time on it. You know what I mean?
Fucking A, man.
Seriously.
You're speaking the truth to me.
I am. That's why I'm not telling you.
No, I feel
you.
You
know,
I like
I'm not
it.
Trying to fucking beat you down. Like, no, you're stupid.
You're not. You're helping me build myself up, like, man. It's time to shed the skin.
You're
baby.
Free spirit.
I need to get it done.
That was already accomplished. Mission accomplished. You're already a free spirit. Here's the real fucking magic trick. The magic trick is to be a free spirit and actually focus on something and be super passionate about it. Because the two hand in hand is hard to do. There you go. There's a fucking challenge for you.
Fucking challenge accepted.
Yeah. Let me know how that works out, because I'll be long gone. Bro. I'll be dead in the ground.
Have some faith in me, goddammit.
Ain't going to happen soon.
I know.
Judging by your rock star prediction or your... superstar prediction and your millionaire
really,
prediction.
Really fucked
and
up there, didn't I?
Yeah, I mean, like,
you need a realistic goal.
Yeah, I know.
Let's start small. Let's start small. Like, you know, let's try. Can you keep a plant alive for 1 month?
Like, okay, challenge accepted. I've had one for 2 weeks now.
Okay, there you go. Okay. 2 more weeks and you win.
Don't lie, though.
Then
I would never lie.
I'll take your word for it.
I would never lie,
I'll take your word for it. And then after that, get a little bit bigger of a challenge. Not with the plant. Something different.
I hate you. I got so excited about the plant that I realized what you were saying.
A goldfish.
I had 2 goldfish for 7 years.
That's impressive.
That's impressive. The goldfish they go, man.
Dante and Terrell. My niggas.
Dante
and Terrell.
Wow.
Love them, motherfuckers.
Damn, nigga!
I called him Tay-Tay and Ter-Ter.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't even know what to say.
All right, let's take a break.
All right.
Whoa.
I thought we were finished.
Okay, but I gotta like, you can't just say take a break and we shut everything down. I gotta get the music going.
Oh, Bob.
That was your cue, Bob. That was your cue.
Yeah, but she was taking her headphones off and jetting. It's like, oh, God.
I was.
Mics are still on. Come on, guys. You gotta give me a fucking.
I'm sorry, Fabio.
Good God.
Ladies and gentlemen, Missy's gotta poop. We'll be right back.
This break is in memory of Dante and Terrell.
Fuck off. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. You want to talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink. Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off, not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic'd. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there, just laughing.
One of these days, he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals! Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding!
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding!
Get 33% off.
Ding!
Free shipping.
Ding!
It's worth it.
Ding!
It's amazing.
Ding!
All right, we're done.
Nope!
Jesus Christ. We're back. Oh, man. How'd it come out, miss? Good?
What's that?
You
my
pee? Shit.
Your poop. My poop. My poop was good. It was glorious.
Was it 2-wiper, 3-wiper? No wiper?
It was a baby wiper.
Oh, cool.
Should take a dump.
Chris does have a whole set of baby wipes.
He really does.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It's good on the ass.
Good on the ass.
That doesn't sound good at all.
Oh, dude, I'm like, when we buy baby...
When I go to the bathroom, do you guys hear much shit?
When we buy baby wipes, I always make sure it's extra because I take some in
I have a travel pack in my work bag.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you need it because God knows where you fucking have to dump.
Back of the truck.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. I've never used a baby wipe in my life.
Really?
Not on my...
No wonder why you don't want anyone near your asshole is dirty.
No, never. Never did it.
You probably have a chocolate starfish.
Oh, my God. I wonder if I do.
Nasty. All right, well, let's can we get into...
Are we divulging?
Wait.
What do you got planned?
I got to get this off my chest because this is ridiculous, all right?
Yeah.
So you guys know that last week, or was it this week? No, it was last Friday, I think. Michael Jackson had an album that was released?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. And it's a bunch of old stuff, you know, that was never released before. But I got to read this to you because this is, like, insane to me. I'm going to read you the track listings of the songs on the album.
Okay.
First track, Love never felt so good.
Okay.
Okay, coming from Michael Jackson, we don't know where he's going with that.
Yeah.
Know? It's kind of like, you
a,
know.
A child's love, a woman's love, a man's
it's
love.
It's not a woman's love, that's for
it's
sure.
It's not a woman's love.
No.
Well, I'm sure.
I mean, he definitely never had sex with a woman.
Right. The second one's Chicago, which, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
You know. The third one is Loving You.
Okay.
Loving You.
It's easy because you're
doom, doom, doom. A Place with No Name. That's where he stashed the kids.
Oh, my God. Just go there.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I'll bring you some Jesus juice.
A Place with No Name.
It's like a wing of Neverland Ranch.
Find, easy to get to.
It probably has like a fucking plaque above it.
Secret entrance.
Slave to the Rhythm is track five.
Okay, that could rhythm. Be dancing.
Or it could be kids tied up and
oh my God. Wiggle.
Fucking dance.
Wiggle. All right. Wiggle.
I don't even know if I'm going to make it past six.
Okay.
Or should I shave it for last?
Save it for last.
Okay.
For
I'm last. Skipping save over it. Six. This number seven is Blue Gangster. I did once.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Eight is Escape. I ask you to escape. And that, oh, I'm sorry. There's also a remix of Chicago.
Yeah, a lot of it's remixes.
Okay. Okay, let's go back to six.
Let's say
do you know where your children are?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking yeah. Way.
You don't, but I do.
Do you? Can you pull up the lyrics to the song?
Sure.
OMG. What the fuck? Do you know where your children are?
Yes. No bullshit. That's
my brain is in like 30 different places right now. Wow. Okay.
Now, do you think that they didn't release this because of the shit he was
doing? Obviously. Especially that one. Even if it's a... I mean, I feel like it's, we're going to be able to swing it anyway. It, how the lyrics are. Because you know how music is always open to interpretation?
Yes.
But still, why would he even write a song like that? Macaulay Culkin's in the background. Do you know where I am? I'm home alone.
You filthy animal. I'm pulling it up now.
That is some shit.
Excitement. Yeah, that's some crazy shit. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know why they would release that now. Wouldn't they just
now it's all about the money. He's making more dead than he did alive.
Okay, then just leave that track out. Like, how hard is it to not put the children's song on the album?
I could play a clip from it. It's only...
Is that the hologram dance on the other
one? I don't know if this is it. This sound doesn't sound right because it starts out with... It starts out with, you could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you punk? That doesn't sound like a lyric.
That doesn't care. I'll play a snippet from iTunes. I don't have it. Nor do I want it. There you go. Let's see if we can. Do you know where your children are? Because it's not 12 o'clock. And there's some crowd on the street. Is there something I'm scared they are? Do you know where your children are? Somehow. Because it's not 12 come on. O'clock. And there's some crowd on the street. Just imagine how scared they are. She wrote that she is tired of stepdaddy using her. I don't even understand what he's saying. Singing that he's buying things while sexually abusing her. Just think that she's all alone. Who's he sexually abusing? On the street. How would this girl survive? She ain't got nothing to eat. Do you know where your children are? Because it's not 12 o'clock. And it's somewhere out on the street. Just imagine how scared they are. Do you know where your children are? No.
Because it's not 12 o'clock. And it's somewhere out on the street. Just imagine how scared they are. Oh.
Ah, save me.
Yeah, he was talking about a chick getting sexually abused.
Hmm.
By her father, I think.
I couldn't tell.
I heard father in there.
I heard Jamal. Jamal!
I wonder if that's what happened to him. Me and my daddy were close.
He hated his dad.
I know. I wonder why.
Yeah.
He touched me in the nether regions.
Show me on the doll where he touched me.
Yeah, not the best hour for Michael Jackson's people putting that song out. It's a good song though. I was digging it.
I mean, it's got a good beat, yeah. But you know,
well, that like
it's not. It's definitely not. It's definitely not a hit like his.
Oh hell no!
None of them are an album. I got news for you.
None of them are what?
None of them are a hit.
No.
Album.
No. No, I mean,
there's a reason why they were never released. Exactly. They're all, you know.
Did the album sell, actually?
Yeah, it's number one, I think.
Number two. Fuck.
Number two behind
Black Keys.
Oh.
Their release beat them. 7,000 copies was the difference.
Oh, that's not. That's barely anything.
7,000 copies Black Keys won. I'm glad they won.
Holy shit. Yeah. That's crazy.
Jamal.
On my own, here we go.
Oh, man.
When's that song coming out?
I think Green D's done.
No, they're doing a fucking... They got a Broadway show now.
Oh, yeah, I heard American Idiot. Yeah. I know people that's seen it, and they liked it.
There's a special on Showtime, too.
Shamon.
A place with no name.
Like, do you know where your children are?
Like a back of... Like a trunk.
They're in the place with no name. Can we make like a sentence out of all the fucking?
Well, I mean,
do you know where your children are? They're at a place with no name. Escape.
it all makes
loving
sense.
Loving you.
Love
feels so good. What was that first one?
Love feels so good.
Something in like Chicago.
Yeah, this all happened in Chicago.
It's a no. We have to decipher.
I'll tell you the city.
And then
Chicago.
There's probably like a dungeon of just children everywhere.
Shh. It's a place with no name, Izzy.
Chicago. You spelled it out, Michael. You're busted.
Chicago. My name's not Michael here. It's Peter Pan.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
exactly.
My God.
I love little boys.
I wish I had that fucking clip from South Park. And then Michael on.
Michael.
Jamal.
Billie Jean is a whole new song to me.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where Jean came from. Maybe he meant Billie's jeans.
Could have.
Maybe.
They were snuck.
Oh, my God.
I like it. Billie's jeans.
Beat it.
That's what he's telling the kids. Beat it. Thriller.
Mm-hmm. Beat it, Macaulay. Beat it.
A place with no name. Highly doubtful, considering you called it Neverland Ranch. Everybody knew where those kids were.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know where your children are? Yeah,
they're sleeping in the master bedroom at Neverland. With bubbles.
Oh, bubbles.
Drinking Jesus juice.
Michael. Love Michael.
What a shame. Really. It is a shame
so
because
fucked up.
Growing up, he was like a god.
Yeah.
And then as soon as this came out, I mean, I loved his music. I still like his music.
His music is good.
But it's hard to listen to now because then you think about what happens. It's like, oh my God. Like, really?
I try and differentiate the two.
I try to. Yeah. And normally that wins, but sometimes you just like click.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, one of the stations in Philadelphia, they play like a mix of all kinds of music. You'll hear like Twisted Sister, and then they'll play Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, wow, this is different, you know? And I'll leave it on, and then like halfway through the song, it's like, as much as I love this fucking song, I don't think I can listen to the rest of it right now. You know, it's like I heard my fill.
Yeah.
And you just click over. You know?
It's a sin.
Yeah.
It is a sin.
Yeah, it's a sin. Yeah, it's more than a sin. It's a crime is what it did.
Literally.
He walked away scot-free.
He's dead, though.
He didn't die because of that.
I mean...
He died because of a drug addict.
Because my nose kept falling off, Marco.
I needed to kill the pain.
I cannot believe that... I didn't even know anything about that he could take his nose off.
I didn't know that. I knew he had
that
nose
fucking... That is insane.
I knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know you could do that.
Neither did I.
How did he pass that off in public?
Remember, he always used to wear that weird mask.
Yes, yes, yes. You're right. Holy shit! He used to have like a like a fucking train robber handkerchief over
always,
his face.
All the time.
I always wondered what the fuck that or one of those like fucking dust masks like they wear in fucking Asia.
It was so. It happens to people all the time that get disfigured from like car accidents and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but for him, it was too much plastic surgery.
I know.
I mean, to the point where I guess the nerves wouldn't reattach.
They
anymore.
Couldn't. Yeah, they couldn't do anything else for his nose. Shaving.
Yeah, like prosthetics. And there's some people out
got
there.
Got your nose.
Literally. It gives a whole new meaning to that.
There's people that walk around with no nose.
I don't ever want to see those people.
I
that
saw a picture. I saw
some
a picture.
Panty attack chick?
I've seen a guy.
I saw a guy.
I saw a guy down the shore when I was a teenager in Wildwood, New Jersey. He had no bottom jaw.
Oh.
No, like... He had like a little opening. You see like two teeth, his front two teeth, and then the rest was like gone.
Oh. Yeah.
It was just like the angle, and it was all closed skin. It was so fucking disturbing. Mm. I sat there and I couldn't even keep my composure. I was like, "Oh my god!" Mm. Like I know he heard
oh,
me.
Yeah, I'm sure, but he probably used to it.
Don't go out in public like that. Do everybody
wear a handkerchief like Michael Jackson?
Exactly. Yeah.
Be polite.
Give me my name.
And I'm popular.
Like I'm famous.
And I'm popular.
Blanket.
Blanket.
Who names a kid Blanket? Blanket.
That's his nickname.
That's his name.
Blanket.
You got Prince, Blanket, Prince, and the other one.
Blanket.
Blanket had a real name.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No,
there was
didn't.
A third child. Baby Wipe.
Blanket had a name.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
His name was Blanket. Blanket.
No, he had a real name.
No,
I just
didn't.
Read it the other day.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Fucking context clue that shit.
He had a real name, and they said, a.k.a. Blanket.
I don't believe you.
But it's true.
No. I know my kids.
You're wrong.
Jesus Christ.
I'm almost 100%. You know his like daughter tried to kill herself, right?
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, not 6,
undelauded?
8.
Huh? On Delaudis.
She's like 16, 17, isn't she?
Yeah, she tried to, like, slit her wrist.
Yeah, she's permanently in a, like, school.
Yeah, she's...
Paris Michael Catherine Jackson. That's the daughter.
The Paris,
okay.
Yeah.
Prince Michael Jackson the second?
Yeah.
Who's the first?
The fucking other kid.
No, the other kid is Michael Joseph Jackson Jr.
Oh. I told you his name wasn't really Blanket. What up?
Oh.
My bad.
A.K.A. Blanket.
I'm looking the, there's like a...
Yeah, Paris tried to kill herself. She like wrote
Michael Jackson's too. Kids, Prince, Paris, and Blanket are all actually named Michael.
There you go.
Oh, man. Talk about an egomaniac.
Didn't George Foreman do that with all his kids too,
pretty
though?
Much, yeah, George, Georgina, Georgia.
Yeah.
Georgian.
Yeah, and he has like 30 of them.
Curious George.
Isn't one of the fat kids
George
in
the jungle?
And Me, Myself, and Irene George Foreman's son?
Really?
That's what I thought.
Why, because he looks like him?
No,
that one,
I thought somebody
the big
said
muscular
it.
Dude
yeah.
kind of looks
yeah,
like
he does,
him.
Yeah.
That's the one that I
Why,
thought was
black?
His... No,
like
Marco.
Him.
No, I'm pretty sure it's his son. I could be wrong. Oh, I have that Children Are song stuck in my head.
Just think of Blanket.
Ugh. I wonder what they look like now. Do they have pictures of them?
Just Google it.
They
man.
Did, but I didn't really zoom
care.
In on it.
Yeah.
Nah, it's not that I don't care. They're ruined.
They didn't stand a chance, to be honest with you.
No.
Yeah, no. From birth. Do they even talk to their mom?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Shit's fucked up.
I'll ask her next time I see her.
Debbie
please
Rowe?
Do.
Yeah.
You know her name.
She's always on the fucking news when the chick tried to kill herself.
Mm. Paris.
Blanket.
Paris. Blanket.
Is that the one he fucking flung over the railing and held
yeah.
over there?
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
That's why he got the name Blanket. Because remember he had a blanket over the kid?
Blanket.
Stupid.
I think the media gave the kid that nickname.
No, it's my idea. And if I had another kid, it'd be Fire Extinguisher.
I want to call him Afghan.
but it was taken.
I wonder how fucked up all of them are.
Jermaine Sunnels.
That whole family's fucked up.
They're all whacked somehow.
Yeah. Anybody with the Jackson bloodline is fucked up. I didn't watch it, but I saw a few weeks back, maybe about a month ago or so, Jermaine Jackson was on the Celebrity Wife Swap.
Oh, yeah.
And he swapped his wife with fucking Daniel Baldwin's wife.
Ooh, yeah. Weird. They couldn't even finish the show, right?
Remember? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I just saw the commercial.
My mom watched it.
I recorded, I DVR'd a show on that same channel. It must have been NBC or something. Probably with Blacklist. They had a commercial during it. Hello, Lizzie. And I saw the commercial. I was like, what? Jermaine, he's still alive? Like, where's Tito?
Yeah, they're doing like a Jackson tour or something. Coming to like Atlantic City.
You remember when they did that song? I forgot the name of that fucking song. It was after Michael hit big in the 80s. It was the early 80s. They did that song.
Not Centipede.
No, that was Reba Jack. Yeah, Reba, right. Whatever. No. It was the Jackson Brothers.
Yeah.
They did that one song in the video. There were skeletons dancing.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, I don't fucking remember the fucking name of the song. I forgot. It was just one song they did. It was like huge because it was all of them back together again, you know, because they did the Jackson
Victory?
5 when they were young.
Was it Victory?
Maybe. It could have been Victory. Or maybe that was the album they did together. I don't know. I don't remember. It was so long ago. I totally fucking forgot.
I do remember that.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. See, that's we were just talking about this before we went on the show about videos and stuff like that. And it's like, I miss growing up as a kid.
Can you feel it?
It might have been that one. There was another one that they did, too. There was a big spider web, and they were, like, caught in it, and, like, there was a spider coming down or something.
I think it's the same one.
Maybe it's the same one. I'm just, like, not remember.
That actually rings a bell.
Yeah, I don't remember. But when I was a kid growing up, man, I used to love watching fucking videos.
Me too.
They used to have Friday night videos on like one of the, I forget if it was 3-6 or 10 or whatever the fuck.
Do you remember the one station where you could call in and get your...
Oh, that was later on. I think it was after high school. Now, I'm talking about when I was a kid, like literally in the 80s, in the middle of the 80s when MTV hit big. Actually, it was even before I had MTV, before I had cable. I only had like four channels growing up. And they used to have Friday night videos on. It was like channel 3 or something. Mm-hmm. It used to come on at like 10 o'clock at night, and it would play to like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And I would like stay up to watch. I'd wait for my parents to go to bed and go back downstairs to watch
it. I'm like past you guys.
Yeah, and they would show like, they'd show Thriller. They'd show like Beat It. They'd show like, you know, or the songs that are out that now. They'd have are out back then. They had like a countdown. And in the Halloween special, they had like Thriller. Mm-hmm. They played like the full fucking thing. Oh man, it was fucking great. I don't know why there isn't any more video channels. Like they still have like MTV and VH1 type stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, MTV 6 or VH1 7 or whatever. But, like, go back to the original, man. I miss Headbangers Ball, Yo MTV Raps.
All the good stuff, man.
I used to watch this one show, and it was literally just videos, and there was no VJ in between that announced them or anything. Mm-hmm. It was called, like, Insomnia Theater.
Yes.
Or something.
Oh, my God. I love that. It was on all night long.
Until 6 o'clock in the morning. And I would watch it all fucking
night. And if I felt, I would always record on my VCR.
Shit.
Like, if I knew I'd put the fucking VCR setting on extra slow, so it would record, like, the full 8 hours.
Yeah, I think I've seen every single, like, Tool video.
I had mixed VHS tapes
That's
of videos.
Cool.
I would, like, come home from school, and I would pop on MTV, and I would actually sit there and watch, and any video that came on that I liked.
Same thing.
I used to record it, and then pause it, and wait for another video I like, and then record it, and then pause it.
I've never done that.
I had like 6 tapes full of videos. I had everything you
That's
can imagine.
So cool.
One was just strictly like rap songs, like Yo MTV, like fucking Belle Biv DeVoe's Poison was on there, and God, what was that guy song? The fast one, not the Let's Chill.
Jam,
I had that too.
Jam,
that was on there. Fucking, I had so much shit. Like, I had heavy metal tapes. I had, you know, just like regular tapes. And then later on, you know, during like the early 90s, I'd have like grunge. Yeah. MTV, or I'd have Pearl Jam, Nirvana, you know, Alice in Chains, and fucking blew my mind, and Metallica.
I love music videos so much, yeah. All of them. What's your favorite music video of all time?
That's a good question.
It's a tough question.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's tough. Like, back in the day, I would probably say Thriller. Okay. Because I, you know, grew up, it was like, it blew your mind. It was like the first of its kind.
Very first of its kind.
But, I don't know, man. You know what? Maybe it is tough.
There's a lot of videos.
If I tell you what video really fucking sticks out in my mind.
Okay.
I don't know if I could say it's my favorite, but it's definitely up there. There is a, you know the band Live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a song called Freak.
Okay.
Okay. That video was fucking awesome. And it was, there was nothing special about it, but it was like a mini movie. So it's like a little martini bar type setting, right?
Okay.
Bald guy in a trench coat, businessman walks in, sits at the bar, and you don't hear what they're saying because Live is performing at that martini bar on stage, but they're all very like pale. You know, they have like pale makeup on to make them look even paler than they already were.
Okay.
And, you know, the guy asked for a drink, whatever, blah, 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 you know, and I think he wanted coffee. I think he said, you saw him mouth the word coffee. So the guy pours him a coffee, and then he has this little tiny clear bottle of milk, and he goes to pour the milk in, and the guy puts his hand over. He's like, no, 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 no. And then the guy like looks at him funny, and he's like, no, no, really, let me, you know, pour it in there. And he's like, no, no, I really don't want the milk, you know, like, what's up? And, you know, so the guy puts the milk away, and he like looks around. The guy sitting at the bar ordered a coffee, starts to look around, notice everyone in the bar is drinking milk. Everybody. In different glasses, like martini glasses with the actual fucking olives in it, there's milk in it.
Okay.
There's like that. Guy drinking beer, there's milk in the fucking mug. There's all kinds of shit. And he's looking around, he's like, what the hell's going on? Now everyone's coming up to him trying to get him to drink this fucking milk, and he won't drink it. During the entire performance of Live in this bar. And then finally, they all hold him down at the very end and make him drink the milk. And after he drinks the milk, he's like almost like zombified in a sense, where he's like everybody else. Like he drank the Kool-Aid.
Oh, shit.
It's a fucking cool video. Sounds it's just cool. Like, it's like real. It's kind of artsy, which I like about it. But it's just, it stands out in my mind for some reason. I don't know why. And It sounds
awesome. I'm going to look it up when I get home.
What about you guys?
I don't. Nothing stands out in my mind.
I have a lot.
Tons of videos out there.
I was very into music videos. I wanted to be in a music video.
You want to be the girl dancing up against the cage?
The booty chick?
I did. I wanted to be a dancer.
Our friend's wife was a booty chick there for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite dancing video was No Diggity by Blackstreet.
No Diggity?
All I wanted to do be in that video and dance. I really liked Bone Thugs and Harmony's Crossroads. I
fucking hate them.
That video, though, I liked.
I didn't like anything about them at all.
I liked the video.
They blew.
You used to like them.
No, I never liked them.
You guys used to rock out to that shit, and I'd be like, change this, please.
It was all right, but I didn't go out and buy them.
I fucking hated it. I still hate it. I don't ever want to hear it.
I love Bone Thugs and Harmony, so.
It makes me nauseous when I hear it.
Garbage. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of all the first ones that stick out in my head.
Well, if you had to make a top 10 list, you definitely have to throw Thriller in there.
Getting
back on the Michael Jackson thing, but you have to throw that in there. And, you know, you could make a case for some of his other videos too, but
they were usually all a spectacle.
Yeah. There was a few bands that spent a little money. Nine Inch Nails, Closer. Yeah. That video was fucking creepy as shit. That would probably be in the top 10.
Definitely.
Because of the way it was made.
Shot.
Yeah. You know, nudity in there. Mm-hmm. Fucking. It was crazy, man.
Yeah.
Nothing. If I think of my favorite bands, I can't think of anything.
All the Janet Jackson videos that she did, that one spurt where she had all those fucking dancing crazy move videos.
Rhythm Nation.
Yeah. All that shit.
5, 4,
yeah,
3,
crap.
2, 1.
She did the best Scream by Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That was a crazy video.
Yeah.
Ahead of its time.
Yeah, it wasn't really on my top.
I'm pretty sure it was. Last time they did one of those countdowns, it was the most expensive video ever made.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus fucking Christ.
But that was...
The whole thing was in black
know,
and white.
That was a long time ago.
Somebody in chat room said, Enter Sandman.
Love the song. The video wasn't that impressive. I mean, it was kind of cool to see the kid running from the tractor trailer. At one
yeah, riled you up for that.
Yeah, but I mean, I agree with the song. I love the I love Metallica. They're one of my top three favorites, but I don't know about the video. And out of all of their videos, I don't know if that's the best one.
I like one.
Yes, that one was awesome.
One would be definitely my favorite Metallica video.
You know, the fact that they incorporated that movie, yeah. Johnny Get Your Gun, that was awesome.
Hells yes.
Man, I'm trying to think.
It's tough.
Been
so
long
much.
Since I've
that's
seen
That's the thing. You don't see him anymore. You kind of forget. I
music,
mean,
MTV, music television, that's horseshit.
Yeah, know? But I'm a YouTuber. I YouTube
yeah,
shit
I like
out
to go
everything.
To YouTube.
I still do. I still do.
I go to old school hip-hop, R&B. Like,
I love it. California Love by Tupac and Biggie.
That was a great video.
That was a great video.
That was
Man
a
Max
really good
themed.
Video. Yep. Yeah. That was really good.
It was very elaborate.
What was a fun video was Snoop and Dre when they had the fake Eazy-E.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot which song that was. I don't remember
Forget
which
about
one.
Dre? No, that,
no, that was Eminem.
Eminem.
I don't know, but it was funny as shit. I mean, it was kind of cool to see.
I still like
that.
I think Nothing But a G Thing is still a great video.
That might have been it.
Yeah.
No.
You sure? Yeah.
It Wait, was, is it? Mm-mm. No, because that was Snoop's first single.
Yeah.
And
but that was on Dre.
Nothing But a G Thing is. Yeah.
No, it's
Snoop, right?
It wasn't Nothing But a G Thing. I forget what it was, but it wasn't that.
Snoop is Nothing But a.
Yeah.
Snoop is Nothing But a G Thing. It was on Doggy Style.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was his first single.
Okay, I'm thinking of Dre. All right. I'm thinking of the whatever was on the Chronic.
Dre Day.
It was Dre Day.
Okay.
Yeah, it was that little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scream, though, but yeah.
Oh, sorry. I got excited.
Eazy-E.
I love Eazy-E.
Sleazy-E.
Sleazy-E. That was his name in it. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was hip-hop. Well, back then, rap had some really good videos.
Great videos. They were very...
Even the simple ones were good, like, you know, Scenario.
Yeah.
I love that video, you know, just because of the way it was shot and stuff like that. You know, back then, everybody was so much more creative. Nowadays, it's like, oh, you know, well, you know, you killed MTV. Mm-hmm. Now it's all reality shows. And, like, all they care about is money. They lost their integrity.
Absolutely.
Now they're, you know, they
just... Not music.
No. Fucking, who wants to see a fucking teenage pregnant girl?
I mean, I used to watch that shit.
Yeah, but
watch
I'm just
them.
Saying, but...
Millions and millions.
What's wrong with you people? Fucking watch... If you want to watch something on MTV, watch videos. Put that shit on another channel. Or why doesn't MTV start a reality channel?
That's what they should do. Keep,
right. I mean,
keep the music videos
I'm no
going.
Fucking, you know, I'm no fucking media director, but Jesus Christ... You know, what about all the fucking old heads that want to watch videos or even the generation that never even experienced that? Like, what's
that's
up
why
with
I
that?
Always get confused when they have the music awards.
And they're right. And they're only, yeah. There's only a few groups left that actually do videos anymore. Like,
all the major artists do, though.
Well, yeah, but they don't really, they don't put much, you know, they put it for like, online. It's more for online, you know, it's not for like, but nobody does like, big productions anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody spends millions of dollars on their music video.
I think, I think 30 Seconds to Mars does.
I was just about to say, they're the only ones that actually put a little fucking...
But they're very artistic.
Yeah.
Very much.
I'm a big fan of theirs. I like most of their music.
That was one of the videos that I was going to say was one of my favorite was...
The Kill.
The Kill.
The Kill, yeah, because it was The Shining.
The Shining. And The Shining
the
is one of my favorite movies.
Yep, that was great.
And there's two Jared Leto.
Actually, you know what's a great point. You know what's a great fucking video there? It's Hurricane.
It is. I like
it's
all
like a
their
movie.
Videos.
It's like a
yeah,
fucking
Hurricane
movie.
Is like
a, it's sexual
and
as hell in that
movie. They shot that parts of it in like Antarctica or something too.
Really?
I'd read.
Really?
Yeah. So it might not be Antarctica, but it's somewhere like that not many people go to.
Right. The cave. The place with no name.
The place with no name. Where the children are.
Right. Where the children are. Yeah, I mean, that is one thing I miss, man. It's just like, because I could watch that shit for hours, you know? I remember when Belle Biv DeVoe came out with Poison.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I'd watch that video like 100 times or Do Me.
Oh
you
my
know,
God.
Watch that like 100.
It's
summertime,
just like raining everywhere.
When Fresh Prince, when
yeah,
oh, yeah,
that was
those
awesome.
Days.
You know the plateau is right by my job.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Where?
It's...
I know where your job is. Where the fuck is it?
If you go down Montgomery...
Yeah.
And you go towards, like, West Philly...
Yes.
You get... You know where the man is? And
yeah.
And the baseball fields?
Yes.
All right, if you make that left to go towards the baseball fields, make a left again, drive up the hill, and it says Belmont Plateau.
No shit.
And that's the plateau.
I must have never fucking noticed
and
it.
And not only that, it is the most beautiful, gorgeous view of Philadelphia that you'll ever see in all the city. It's amazing.
Wow.
So if you get...
It's
if
like
you
a
can,
diamond in a turd.
It really is, because it's in the middle of nowhere. But you know how in the video... All the cars are lined up. And
place like a plateau is where everybody go.
It's like that.
Really?
Yep.
So it's like a
like
big
on
car hangout.
Like on Sundays, they have picnics, and it's really? Exactly like he said to this day.
We'd be barbecuing.
And they do. And girls are walking around.
Yeah.
And guys are playing with their cars, and it's crazy.
Playing with their cars.
It's fun.
I'm sure.
I was happy at it. I was, like, stoked. I was like, this is, like, real life. Great it is.
Did you cruise 2 mile an hour so everybody sees you?
Marco did.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Marco did back in the day. Marco would cruise 2 miles
What, around
an hour.
The mall?
Everywhere. Anywhere
Rowan.
Anywhere we'd go.
Rowan.
Anywhere we'd go. Well, you can't go any really faster than that.
That's true.
There's
I
have a fucking
car.
Stop sign everywhere.
That is true.
There's a fucking crosswalk with a stop thing.
That's the best thing is all the stuff.
Yeah, in the spring. Hey, I'm not going to lie. Now when I come home, now it's getting nicer out, I'll drive by Rowan.
You know, ladies, cross.
Everybody's running in their skivvies.
You guys are such perverts.
Hey, man.
Boys will be boys.
Hey, what are you going to do? I mean, that sometimes when bad. I'm in the city, driving through the city, you know, like on a weekend, like a Saturday, it's like... Phew. Is everybody getting ready for a track meet or something?
Mm-hmm.
There'll be girls running with literally looks like they're running in bra and panties.
Yeah.
I'm like, what happened here? And some of them are so fucking tall.
Something mm-hmm. in the water there in Philadelphia.
My brother just chimed in. He may have the winner of the music videos.
Okay.
Land of Confusion.
Oh, yeah.
And he wrote fucking puppets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's fucking right.
He is fucking right.
Land of Confusion
yeah,
may
man.
Be one of the best
yes.
videos ever. Was it Genesis or Phil Collins? I think it was
Genesis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he's right. That's a great
yeah.
fucking video.
Wow. That I totally fucking forgot about that.
Yeah, man.
That's some
good
shit.
That's
yeah.
like an. That's one of the first ones, too, right?
No.
Not very first video,
no.
but earlier on in life, right? In MTV.
It
life?
Was like the first 3 or 4 years of MTV.
That's what
but,
I was
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't
say.
Like the first handful of videos, though.
That's fucking nuts.
All right, trivia question. What was the first video?
I know this.
All right.
Radio killed the video star.
Yep. No, video.
Video killed the radio star. The yeah. limousines that I like, they have a song called. The internet killed the video star.
I would think it'd be helping the video star at this point.
It's original.
They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Good.
Wow,
that.
Fucking yeah. Land of Confusion.
I forgot about that.
That was
That's
a great.
Awesome. Do you remember
I
fucking
remember.
Sly came out
yep.
as Rambo through mm-hmm. the fucking.
And the presidents.
And then
there
they had.
Presidents
yep.
in there.
And they had Prince. And,
I remember all that.
Yeah, the presidents. Oh, that was the,
presidents.
The best. Well. That fucking
Land of Confusion.
Oh my
yes,
god,
yes,
what
yes,
a great
yes.
fucking good
And they were like the creepiest puppets. So.
I know, they were freaky
yeah.
as fuck.
They weren't Henson puppets,
so
they were
no.
Paul Marty?
Croft.
Oh, yeah, Croft.
Yeah,
Croft, yep.
Marty Croft, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah, they were
That's
creepy.
Crazy.
They were fucking creepy.
Wow.
Oh my god, I'm gonna fucking YouTube that shit when I go
yeah.
home. I haven't seen that
I'm gonna
in
try
years.
To get it up on our website or on our
Go ahead,
Facebook.
Get it up.
Get it up, Marco. You can do it.
I'll try.
Fucking Land of Confusion.
Yeah, man.
God. And then they had their puppets. They were funny.
Yeah, their
they
puppets
were so
were
brutal
funny.
Looking, too.
They were
oh,
really
How
cool
would it be if we got those types of puppets made of us?
That would be the coolest thing ever.
And then we just sit them in front of the webcam.
We could do that. Where is the
Where
webcam?
The fuck? Where can you get a puppet?
Where's the webcam?
Who makes puppets? We can't even get anyone to make a decent fucking cartoon of us. Let alone a fucking nice puppet. Meat puppets.
Oh, boy.
Jesus, you have to recycle now, miss?
I didn't think it was going to be that loud. I'm sorry.
Well, at least you recycle.
I always recycle.
She compacted her fucking plastic bottle.
Did you do that in the middle of the show?
I fucking thought it was going to be less loud.
Why don't you eat Doritos, too, while you're at it?
I didn't think it was going to be that loud, you bastard.
I can't hear myself think.
Oh, in case anyone hasn't noticed, Chris isn't here.
Yeah,
the show has barely any sound bites tonight.
We're Chris free.
You mentioned Chris on the thing is.
Too. I did.
So yeah, Chris would talk with his sound bites. Is that what you said? Like yeah. That, yeah.
And I said, well, Chris probably won't be on your show because he needs his sound bites.
No, that's a horrible thing to say.
Not in a mean way.
That's why he's...
It was more of a joke, you psycho. He is not going to be happy about
that. Oh, was it a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant that.
No, I was saying it like a joke.
He just never did it because he never has the time to do it. He's going to actually have to sit down and fucking...
Yeah, he has like a million jobs.
Right.
Like a Jamaican.
A Jamaican.
No, I said it like a joke, you jackass.
I was going to say.
It's tough to fucking hear.
He'll be like, fuck you. Fuck you. You fucking bitch.
Could you hear her, by the way?
Not the first 20 minutes.
Okay.
All you hear was, yeah, Missy saying. All you hear is Missy talking.
Ah, really?
Yeah, well, when I, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God. How come she, I noticed, like when I listened to the show that you were on, and you sound, the last one you did, and you sounded
she
clear.
She called in on the phone. But Shannon, she didn't get the... You heard her other friend pretty clear,
mm-hmm.
But you couldn't hear Shannon at all.
You could hear Sammy clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
She has a person on there now?
Yeah.
Yeah, this girl Sammy. She's cool. Yeah.
I thought she was solo.
Cool. Oh, so did I. But this girl was on at this show.
No,
she did a one-on-one with Marco.
One-on-one, baby.
One-on-one.
One-on-one, I wanna... Yeah, so couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, I don't understand. She's so good with like the technical shit as far as you know, loading the shows up, you know, putting them
it's
up on
hard.
iTunes. I know, but still she's like good with it though. Like she's very good at getting it. She's timely about it and everything. I don't understand how she never figured out the sound yet.
I don't know.
Rob, she's can you help her or something?
I spent 30 minutes before the show even started trying to work with her. I'm like, I don't know your software.
Try turning the phone upside down, Shannon. No, I'm just kidding.
Go real quick. Dye your hair brown. Get it off the blonde. No, she doesn't claim to be an expert on it.
No, she's I know. Learning. I know, but I just figured by now.
She figured it out.
She did figure it out.
I told her, just fucking take notes.
But does she test it before she goes on?
I don't
see,
think
the thing
so.
is this is what the problem that
the
she's
thing
having.
Is,
the
there's
thing
no
is,
sound for 20 minutes.
She, when she stops the show, all the things that she had preset or moved around to start the show, everything goes back to zero.
Okay, well, she should take note of that.
Yeah, so she has to figure out how to get it to not move. So she's setting up everything on the mixer, but when she's done the show and it's over, when she goes to do the next show, everything's back at ground zero again. She's got to re-fuck with everything again.
Stop saying ground zero.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
You jackasses.
What the fuck with the jackasses?
With the jackass. I talked to my dad the other day. He says it a lot.
Oh, okay.
Are you fucking retarded? What the hell's the matter with you?
No, you're a jackass. Jackass. You all right over there?
We keep
me
up?
Yeah, my back hurts.
Keep me up? Okay, good.
I heard that.
Did you?
Probably felt good.
Yeah, that's what I needed to do.
Break your neck.
Break my neck.
We can walk on your back for you if you need it.
Yeah, we can.
No, you crush me.
Yeah, don't use we. One of us alone would hurt her. Both of us? Are you kidding me? We'll flatten her the fuck out.
Oh, you know, help her out.
I would die of asphyxiation.
Asphyxiation. Who's the jackass now?
Asphyxiation. Asphyxiation.
I'll die of asphyxiation.
Die of stupidity.
Jesus. I'm a little depressed.
Why?
Because
you don't need to be depressed.
No, I am.
You want a hug?
And for good. No, I don't want a fucking hug.
Do you want a virtual hug?
Why don't you text me a hug?
I will.
Because I'm a little over 2 hours away from being 40.
See?
So it's actually been bothering me for about a month now. Like, really bad. And that's probably, that's part of the reason why I kind of came down hard on the whole I don't want a party thing.
I missed it. I wasn't here for that conversation.
I know. So. But I'm saying in general, though. I mean, you knew. You found out it was canceled.
Yeah, and I kind of knew you didn't want one anyway.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, how does nobody fucking stick up for me and say, I don't think he'd want one?
Well, I had no communication. I was my
I know. Was I know. Chris. I know.
But when it happened, you know, I wasn't.
But
I
even Chris should know. He does know. He said it after the fact.
I don't think he wanted to just pry, you know? In your business. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't understand what that means because.
I don't know.
When I asked him after the fact, I said, don't you know that I'm not like that? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, I thought about it, but I figured, you know, maybe, you know, you would appreciate it, you know, with, you know, being around friends and stuff like that. I was like, we could just all hang out at a fucking bar. We don't have to fucking. It doesn't have to be like that calculated. It's stupid. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. It's just dumb. And I don't want to fucking make it be, I don't want it to be like, hey, come celebrate my birthday. I don't want to celebrate my birthday. I'll hang out with my friends, but I don't want to really celebrate. I don't want people singing happy birthday. I don't want gifts. I don't want anything. I don't want a fucking cake, at least not around other people. I'll roll around that bitch later. And it better be ice cream. No.
Hear that, honey?
So wait, why are you depressed?
Because he's about to be over the hill.
40. So is that, what does that mean to you, being 40?
It's just, if I'm lucky, my life is half over, and I'm like we were saying before, never found any passion in anything.
Do you want to?
I would love to.
Then maybe you should.
But are you not happy with, like, your position?
Are you not
life?
Entertained?
Are you not happy with
life and yeah, where think you're, about, you're I mean, at? And... First of all, that's a question you could ask anybody, and everyone would pretty much say the same fucking thing. But, like, yeah, I mean, think about it. Like, honestly, at this point in my life, I can't say where I should be or where I shouldn't be, and I can't say what I should have or shouldn't have because I don't know if I'm destined to have a family. I don't know if I actually want it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not sure anymore. I look at other people. You know what's funny? People look at me, people my age or close to my age that are married with children, people I don't see, you know, and they'll be like, so what's up with you? And then you tell them and they're like, you don't have any kids or anything? I'm like, no. And they look at you like, oh, like a pity thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, and why are you judging me because I don't have kids and you do? I mean, if you think about it, I don't have to hear anything when I go home.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to hear fucking
kids. But they assume that you have
kids.
A lonely life then.
I'm not lonely though. I actually do like my life. I'm in love with a beautiful girl.
Aww.
Who doesn't know me yet. I can't wait till she fucking figures me the fuck out.
She's going to run out the door. Yeah,
right. I already told her this to her face, so don't worry. This isn't a surprise.
Well
trust
said.
Me. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I love my family and everything, but, you know, I don't like being judged by other people. Like, who are you? What authority are you to tell me that, you know, what, because I don't have kids at 40?
Some people are like that. Some people think...
Most people are like that.
Most people are like the family,
but that's the
kid.
People that judge you are the ones with the children. The ones without the children don't say a fucking word.
Not me. I'm like, you're lucky.
But that's my point. No. And that's like why. And that's why married people or parents judge me because they're like, this motherfucker doesn't know. You know, he hasn't been through the shit yet. It's kind of like a reverse psychology thing. Like, I want you to be miserable like me.
Absolutely.
Like, don't get me wrong. I believe everybody when they say their kids are a gift and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I believe that. I don't think anyone's lying about that. My point is, though...
Just because it's right for them doesn't mean it's right for you.
But it's not just that. I'm not saying that it's not right for me. What I'm saying is I realize that they're a gift... And they're, you know, great to have, but it's because and don't take this the wrong way, Marco, because I'm not really applying this to you, but you have to say that. How can you not say that at this point? You have a child. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You are, that is your instant response no matter what. You can never say to someone,
no,
don't ever have kids.
No.
It's fucking terrible.
But the reality is your life changes.
Dramatically.
Dramatically. That's an understatement.
Your freedoms are gone.
I have Thursday nights and Saturday mornings to play softball. That's it.
That's horrible.
That's it.
Horrible.
That's it to myself.
Yeah, but that's because your life gets put on hold, and your life becomes your child's life.
Right.
And that's what's wrong with the world today, and that's why so many kids are fucked up, and that's why this generation of people are growing up to be self.
Why? Because you take care of your kid?
No. Because when our, like, at least my family, that my parents wanted to, like, raise you to be, like, self-sufficient and, like, learn things on your own and do all of this stuff. But nowadays, because everybody's so different with everything, like, you can't discipline your child or somebody's going to break down your neck.
That's just the bullshit politics of today. In other words, like, that's the whole pussifying of this country.
Yeah.
Of the world, really.
But,
mostly this country.
But on both sides of the fence with that, there's people that are having kids just because they think that they're supposed to.
Yes, that's a big epidemic.
Then they're not raising them right, so they're raising a shitload of assholes.
That's a good fucking point.
And that's what I
that's
say
a good point.
All over the place. So that when happens. People want to judge me, I want to be like, you know, I did this one time, and only one time, and I was just like, I'm sorry that I don't want to raise a fucking monster like you are. And I didn't even apologize for it because it was like, fuck you.
Right.
Don't just
that's
do this.
That's a good fucking point.
That
does seem very common.
As the years go by, kids are worse.
Yeah.
Kids are getting worse.
And it's going to continue to get worse.
And I'm not talking about those kids that accidentally have kids.
No, I'm talking about these people that have kids.
They think it's going to solve.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
You know it's like, yeah, sorry, your husband was fucking my friend last week, you asshole.
Or just the fact that, like, you know, you think your problems will go away by bringing a bigger problem.
They multiply.
They make it 10 times worse.
Now you got financial obligations. Now you have, what about if your kid is sick? What about if he's born, you know, or just what about just anything? School stuff.
What about the women that trap men with pregnancy? You know what I'm
saying? What about the men that trap women?
Or the... Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah,
that's
you know what? Yeah. That's 100%.
Because of the... Like, you know, we've talked about this on the show before, and it's definitely more prevalent with women doing it to men.
Sure. No, but you're right, though.
But
men do it, too.
Holy shit, have I seen it more and never... If you
more
were to ask
now
me
than ever.
15 years ago, if a man would do that, I would go, no, men are afraid of commitment, and they're scared, and they run away.
It's not about that, though. They don't...
No,
they don't necessarily,
fucked up. The
they don't necessarily
fucked up.
Do that because of committal reasons. They do it because they want to have a tie to the girl they don't want to let go, but they still want to go and do whatever the fuck they want.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know? And they figure by having a kid with her, oh, she'll never get rid of me. We have a child together, so I could do whatever the fuck I want.
Right.
She ain't going to fucking get rid of me.
It's fucked up.
Little does he know that eventually she'll fucking snap out of it and be like, peace.
Hopefully.
Peace, nigga.
Hopefully. Or if not together, they'll raise a terror of a human being.
Right, because that kid is around terrible surroundings.
And do the same thing, and it's going to be an endless cycle.
Right.
And no one's trying to better the world.
Yeah.
And it's fucked up.
You know what I face? You know judgment I face?
What?
Is right now, you're not going to have another kid. Right now, we don't want another kid.
Yeah,
right
but that's that, that's a shitty thing to ask because your kid's still young.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like
right.
I know some people want to squeeze their kids out right away, and they want them to be closer in age.
Yeah.
But me and my brother, who's 6 years apart,
yeah,
you know, it's just me and him. We don't have any other brothers.
Your brother
or
was
sisters.
The accident, or you?
I
were
think
the
I
accident.
Was.
I was going to say, I think you were the accident.
Yeah, they tried to. They had my brother to kind of race me. Like this one's really fucked up. We got to at least do. We got to get one. You know, got to do a 50-50 deal here.
Yeah.
No, but I don't. I think that's a shitty thing to ask you because
it's, dude,
you're not
ask.
Over the hill. Not to mention,
how old is your fucking baby?
17 months.
What does that mean?
Really?
Oh, no. Okay.
God, do the math. What is that?
A year.
Oh, a year and a half.
And
a year and almost a half.
Yeah. But like, not
that's
only that.
Young. F that noise.
Not only that, your child has had health issues since birth.
Yeah.
Which adds to
the stress.
Oh,
yeah.
to the stress.
Yep.
Yeah.
How the fuck can you think about having another one when you just got him? You just want this kid to fucking get past that line, that safety line.
Yes.
Do you know?
It's like he's not out of the woods yet. He's got like another 6-8 months, whatever. Like, wait to then, and then you can enjoy
tons of people.
You can enjoy a worry-free parenting.
I
for
can
once.
Tell you why I feel
why.
Well, I can tell you my opinion. And my opinion is why it's like those girls that when they're like 17 years old or guys, and it's like, I want to have 4 kids. I'm going to have 2 girls,
yeah, but that's
2 boys.
Hearsay.
No, but they're always, but what I'm trying to say is they're doing it for selfish reasons. Oh, fuck this sick kid, but I wanted to have 4 kids, so I have to pop out another one now. So they assume that you have a similar
goal.
They
laid a guilt trip on us.
Wait, what?
He's not going to have anybody to play with. What are you talking about? He'll learn social skills and well, if you got social skills like me, he's in trouble. But if
you don't have what they call the social skills.
You better get some social skills.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus Christ. Not, yeah. Right now, the answer is absolutely not.
No.
Unless you're going to pay for child care.
Do you care about these people?
Now, let me ask you.
Some of them are family. Like, families,
okay.
Let me ask you this.
They won't give me shit, but they'll say, really? You know, like, they're act surprised. I'm like,
let me add this to you.
1975.
Let me add this to you. Let me see if this changes anything.
Yeah.
Let's say you win the lottery big. Let's say you win a couple $100 million, right?
Right.
Okay. Does that change?
A little bit, but it doesn't change the fact that we're tired. You know what I'm saying?
But that's why I'm asking, because, but well, that too.
You
but,
can.
But that's why I'm asking, because it's not necessarily just the financial, and this is what I've been learning more and more over the years.
That's a piece of
that. It's financial is a big part
because
the moment the kid pops out, you're already like $250,000 in debt.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, it's not just the financial. It's the late nights. It's the no sleeping. I mean, it's not like Marco can say, "Well, you know what? I only got 2 hours of sleep last night, so I'm not going to go to work today." You know, maybe once in a blue moon he could do it, but he can't do it every day. He doesn't get sleep.
If he won a couple $100 million, he wouldn't have to work.
That's my point. You have more time.
Right.
Your sleep schedule would change because now you don't have a commitment to wake up for. You can sleep, and if your kid wakes you up, you can wake up.
That
and
would
then
definitely
whenever he goes
change
to sleep.
Things.
Right,
you
know, right, right.
But don't you feel like if you did that, you would lose your identity?
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Yeah, explain
identity?
That a little better.
What do you mean?
Like, okay. And you don't have to
the
answer.
Bored
this.
Identity.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like this is going to get real personal.
The bored identity.
Go ahead. No, let's do it. Go ahead.
You know, having a job and having a social life, I would hope, is important to you as who you are as Marco, the human being.
Yeah, but if I run into a
your job and your social life doesn't make your identity.
No, but it's pieces of it. Do you know what I mean?
But it still doesn't define who you are.
No, but it helps define who you are.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. You know what it is? That's a choice. That's not a necessity.
Job's a necessity.
No, job's a necessity, but I mean, if you win the lottery, it's not anymore.
No.
Right, so it's not a necessity no matter what.
I didn't say it was a necessity. I said about his identity.
I know. I'm saying it's not a necessity to define your identity.
What about if I take that money and do something different with it? And
like what?
I'll start up a charity. I don't know. Start up a business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do something.
Start up your own broadcasting school.
Do your passion. I'm just saying, like, say
the
you...
The Marco School of Broadcasting.
I'm just saying, like, if you had all the money in the world, would you stop everything you were doing and just focus on your kid? It's pretty much what I was saying. I was getting to.
Yeah, that's
no,
how
see,
do you focus
you
on your kid 24/7?
You're looking at it wrong.
That's why I don't have children.
Yeah, he can't... Yeah. He can, even if he had all the money in the world, he can't do that. Anything he chooses to do has to involve his kid. I mean...
Oh, obviously.
You know, I get it. If he's going to play softball... Obviously, he's not going to involve his kid. I mean, what is the kid going to be a backstop? You know, no. Like, in life, and I mean, no matter what he does, his kid's going to be involved somehow. You know, once you have a child, there's no break from that.
I agree.
And I don't mean break like, you know, any time away. I mean, like, literally, you're it's like a Siamese twin at that point. Even though you may not be right next to the kid, you're always thinking about him. Or
right.
her.
Even when
or
they
her.
Move off to college, they get married, you're still, you know, if something happens to them, you still, you know, you still have to worry for them.
Hell yeah, I know.
It's
I'm a kid.
It's another, right. It's just another.
But what I'm trying to say is, would you stop everything and become Marco the dad permanently? Like, would you just start,
as
like.
As opposed to what? I'm just a temporary dad right now.
Like, full time, all the time. Like
a stay at home dad, you mean?
Stay at home dad. Yeah, I'm like.
If he didn't have to work, I would be a stay at home dad. If I didn't have to work,
I would definitely be a stay at home.
That doesn't mean I can't do anything, though. It doesn't mean I have to stay home.
Kids
got
to go to school. You know.
Yeah, I mean.
No, I'm asking.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that.
When you have it, listen. Don't think. I'm not. Don't try to think the worst of it. I mean, you don't want to have kids. You don't want to have kids, but.
And I don't.
When you have a kid, that doesn't mean that you're stuck with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, majority.
Yeah.
But I mean, forget the job part. You can say, hey, wifey, take the kid. I need to get a breather. And then when you come back, you know, when I come back, you go take a breather and watch
the
kid.
That's basically what a lot of times
it's happen. Like, you know, give and take. It's like, all right, you watch the kid for now while I do the show. When I come back, you know, I'll take care of the kid. You go right to bed. You know what I mean? And that kind of thing. Or like if like, say, his wife wants to do something, you know, and Marco doesn't have any plans. Well, it's like, all right, well, I'll watch the kid.
There's no issue.
And then,
we do what we want.
I mean, it's like you conform to that. It becomes like it's almost like symbiotic. Like you do it. You know, it's like breathing at that point. Yeah, there's like, no like, you know.
Exactly. It's Friday night. You got to stay with the kid.
You may not always.
I'm good.
Do you want to do stuff together?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah. Her parents. See, but we hire a babysitter.
It's also, you're talking about Marco, the person, because like, you know, the kind of person Marco's always been, you know, you've never been a fucking, he's never been like a party animal type guy. You know what I'm saying? He didn't go out and fucking binge drink for fucking 12 hours or fucking be high on E for 8 hours. Exactly. Like that was never him. He'd go home when the party was over, but he would go home pretty much sober. You know, never fucked up, like not remembering shit or whatever. Once in a blue moon, maybe.
Very few nights, yeah.
Yeah. It's not like, you know, like you guys now, like you and Chris or whatever. Like, you know, I don't get to hang out anymore, you know. But I bet you if I went out on a Friday night with you guys or whatever, I would probably drink to the point where I'd be, oh, I'm a little fucked up. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be like puking fucked up, but I would probably be a little, especially now because I don't drink hardly ever anymore. So it's like I wouldn't need much. I'd be like, whoa, I'm fucking hammered. And you guys are like just getting started. You know, I'm like, I can't keep up. I'm going to fucking throw up or whatever. But yeah, I mean, it also depends on the individual. Like he's not really leaving anything behind in that.
So then how is your freedom gone?
Freedom to just get up whenever you want and go do whatever the fuck you want or buy whatever you want. If Marco wants to go and buy something expensive, he can't now.
Guess what? That $1,100 a month that I had in my pocket, just for I can go out and buy sneakers every fucking day if I want, gone. Daycare, gone. See ya. Now things are tighter. Now there's a budget. Now there's
right.
You know, there's just he comes first. Yeah, I want to buy a T-shirt. You know, you know, he's going to need diapers. You got to make sure you don't fucking spend that money. Everything's budgeted.
I mean, it's kind of like what you do, but just not as extreme. Like, for instance, let's say you get paid tomorrow. Okay. You just paid a shit ton of bills. You don't have much money in the bank, in the account, right? Maybe you have savings, but you don't want to touch it.
Right.
So let's say you only have, I don't know, $20 left. Right? Just for shits and giggles. Well, you may really want to go you may want to go to the bar for, you know, whatever reason. But at the same time, you're literally on E. What do? I mean, yeah, you can get $2 gas and then take $18 at the bar. But I mean, you can also just make the choice and be like, you know what? I'm going to skip the bar tonight, put $20 gas in my car. By the morning, paychecks are already, you know, deposited in my account. You know, direct deposit, whatever. And then I can go to the fucking bar tomorrow night. What am I missing? It's Thursday. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, as an example.
Okay.
That kind of thing. You know, you still have a budget.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get stopped from doing things you want to do because you're like, fuck, I need this money to do this. But I'd rather do this. I just can't. I have to do this. You know, it's everybody has that fucking thing, you know, that.
Yeah, you have to budget.
Everybody has a budget at some point.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I got to pay, you know, my car, my insurance, you know, my phone bill. There's certain things that I got to, like, make sure I have that money aside. And then whatever comes out after, then I got to decide, do I want to save it? Do I want to spend it? You know, when I got my tax money back, I'm like thinking, yeah. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, you know, I want to put it towards vacation. But I've been using that, too, to help pay bills. And it's slowly getting less and less and less and less. And it's like, fuck. Yep. You know, but if I had a kid, that tax money, I wouldn't even see it. It would immediately go to whatever, diapers, food, hospital, whatever the fuck, you know.
But I'm blessed because together we make good money and we do what we want, miss. We don't.
Yeah, I mean, how many times is he going on vacation so far since he had his
kid? We go to Florida. We go, you know, we're planning another one, just us two. You know, we're it. Life doesn't end. It's what you make it.
It's a new life.
It is. It's a different type of life.
It's like getting a dog, only more permanent than that.
You know, I had to get used to like scheduling. Like, what do you mean? You know, I'll call somebody. Say, hey, what are you doing tonight? I need to know if you're going to be here tonight, so I can take. You know, I can get a babysitter or have somebody watch a kid. Or she can stay home and watch a kid. You know, that's the stuff I had to kind of figure out. You know, and they're like, well, you asked me 6 days before it's time. Well, I got a plan. It's that kind of shit where you always have to plan for it. And you have a kid. Can't forget that. You can't leave him at home with a bowl and a bowl of water and some bread.
Is the kid worth it in the end of the day?
Of course he's worth it.
Yeah, but he can never say the opposite of that. Nobody can.
Yeah, even if I felt like, I don't want this kid. You can't say that.
Why?
But then that makes you a fucking maniac. And well, you should probably question yourself.
Let me ask you this.
Dyfus will be at your house.
Let me ask you this, because this is a safer question, and it's not like something that's going to put him in harm's way.
Okay.
If you could go back, would you still have a kid?
Yes.
At the same time, you wouldn't have waited.
No.
You would have done it at the exact same time.
The older I get, I feel...
No, what I'm saying...
Did you do it on purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that already.
Yeah, it was done on purpose.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah, it was done on purpose.
But that's my point. What I'm saying is knowing what you know now, would you still have done it at that exact moment, had that kid at the exact moment, or would you have waited just a little longer
to cushion
the blow financially, or let's say...
You can never save enough for a kid.
No, you never know. I'm just saying, you know.
No, you can never save enough.
Every parent that I've ever talked to says that. They said financially, if you're always waiting to be financially secure,
forget it.
Don't, because you never will.
Nope.
You never will. Yeah. Every single parent... And any economic class has said that.
If I got to fucking break down and say, you know what? All right, it's time. I got to be a father at some point. I'm going to go ahead and do it. And I don't have the means for it. Guess what? It's Walter White time.
Well, guess what, Fob? Where there's a will, there's a way. So if you want to have a kid, you'll have a kid and you'll support it and you'll be fine.
Walter White time.
Then I'll be your Jesse Pinkman.
You'll be my Jesse
Pinkman. Yeah, all will be well.
All right. Mr. White. Science.
Science.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't, you know, look, man.
So is that where you are? Are you at a crossroads?
No, I'm not at a crossroads. I'm just depressed at the fucking digits.
Yeah, it sucks.
You know, it's one thing to have the 4 as the second digit.
I know.
To have it as the first digit, it's like, you know.
It's tough.
God, it's so weird Chris not being here, because I know if he was here, he would have been like, yeah, well, you could be 400 pounds. You know he would say something like, you know it was, I got your back, Chris.
I don't want to make you kill yourself.
You're 400 pounds, you fat fuck. And then you'd go on with the 20 sound bites of fat over and over again.
My God, you've gotten fat.
He's right. I mean.
Yeah. But seriously, it's like, I'm really not, I don't want to, I want to disappear this weekend.
Disappear.
I just want to be like non-existent.
Go disappear.
You know what I mean? Like, just,
yeah.
And I've been telling, you know, everybody's like, you know, I can't believe you canceled your party and this and that. Let me tell you something. I'm thinking of the exact opposite of a party. I'm thinking of going, getting a hotel room for a weekend, just me.
Yeah.
And just fucking
probably wouldn't be a bad
sleeping
idea.
For 72 hours. No, not even a party, dude.
A yourself party.
No, man. Fucking just sleeping for 72 fucking hours. Just never getting out of bed.
You've been on the earth 40 years. You deserve to do what you want to do.
And maybe rent a fucking Lamborghini to go back and forth from the hotel. And that's about it. I'm starting to hit that midlife crisis. There's things that I'm thinking. I'm like, man, I really want to do this now.
Do it.
And I'm not talking about children or weddings.
I'm talking about the fun stuff.
Yeah, I'm talking about bucket list shit.
Do it.
Yeah.
Start it.
I'm starting to think, I'm like,
you're still physically capable.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, but you got to think about this. You're getting to the point where you're going to start getting old, like rickety. Like, you have.
I'm already there, woman.
No, you have like 20 years. You know what I mean? You should probably quit smoking.
That's a real problem for me right now.
Yeah, you gotta do that. 40's a. That's what I said to my dad. I said, because I said something about quitting smoking. He's like, oh, I did it when I was 40. And I was like, really? And he goes, yeah, I said I'll smoke till I'm 40, and then I stopped.
Really?
Yeah, and he stopped.
Hey, man.
Yeah, my dad stopped too, as an older man, but that's because he had a massive fucking heart attack.
Mm-hmm. My dad's really healthy. Which, he just decided.
I don't want to. My dad wasn't fat. My dad was just really stressed. Plus, he married my mom, and he had, me and my brother's kids, so it wasn't exactly the best fucking life in the world. But
more or less you, but
yeah. I'd go with mom.
I can't say anything about it.
But at the same time, my heart's got to be encased in, fucking...
Go to the doctor's.
Pie at this point. like
Crystal.
Like no, not even that. Like it's probably closed. It probably looks like a round hot pocket at this point.
You fucking go to the doctor then.
You probably really should get yourself checked out at 40. Like you should go get one of these things.
I know. Everybody talks about get the colonoscopy.
Do it, man.
I know. Yeah, but I don't get off on that shit more. I know you love it. Marcus had four in the past week.
Two. I've had two. It was. The worst, you don't feel it because you're asleep.
He does like a taste test. He goes to a different doctor every time. Let's see how your fingers are.
You don't feel it. The worst part's not eating and just having the shit for, 18 hours.
Wait. You have to. I know about the not eating part.
you don't hit puberty.
Right.
You don't eat.
Your ball hasn't dropped. Your ball. Let me check to see if that ball's ever going to come down.
You don't eat. You don't eat.
So, all right. So, I know the part about not eating. What is it? 12 hours before? Something like that, right?
I forget. It might be 24 hours before.
Okay. So, 20, let's say 24 hours before.
24 hours before.
What about the shitting?
You take, they give you some, I think.
Laxative?
They give you some sort of laxative or something that you put in Gatorade.
They make you shit there?
No.
You shit at home.
At home.
Oh, you so they want you to clean out your system.
Clean out your system. Till you start shitting water.
That's easy. All I got to do is eat corn and drink wine.
Until you start shitting, it looks clear.
Yeah. Corn and down it with some wine.
You can't.
You got it.
You can't drink any. The only dyed drink you could drink is lemon, lime, Gatorade.
Okay.
And chicken broth.
What about water?
You can drink water, yeah.
Okay.
But you need just shit until it comes out looking like the water, just clear. No left.
That's you can awesome. Shit clear?
Yeah. It's you're just shitting whatever you're drinking. Then you're good.
Why would you shit water? Why don't you just pee it?
You know what I'm saying. You shit, you're like ass piss.
Ass piss?
Yeah.
What is ass piss?
Ass piss, when you have diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
It's
diarrhea, gotcha. But it's clear.
Okay.
Because you're empty. It empties your stomach.
Does it like
your bladder?
Does it help get stuff off the sides and stuff?
It gets everything.
You can't rock bottom and raise hell with the sides.
I want to get an enema.
You should.
I want to.
Get a coffee one.
You can get a coffee one.
No way, really?
Yeah, no, he's not joking. There's coffee enemas.
Why?
Apparently, you like Starbucks. You can get a Starbucks enema. You like espresso?
My protein.
Can
pack.
I get a venti enema? No.
Why would I want to get coffee?
Coffee, apparently, it does. It's like, it's, it's like therapeutic or something to your insides or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keeps you awake.
Yeah. Keeps your bowels awake. Gives them energy.
Yeah, I hear you, though. I mean, I'm not feeling that as much. Like, I got, March is my 40th, and I know it's going to be a party. I'm sure of it.
You're going to throw yourself
one. No, I'm not throwing myself one. No.
You better not.
Like you did your 30th.
I don't like to be sung to or like I don't like all that shit.
I'm not a fucking attention whore. That's my thing. I don't care about, I don't know. I don't get off on people like focus being on, if the focus is on me, it's because I choose to do it. You see
what
I'm saying?
You're a control freak.
Yes.
I know.
But people being around, that's one thing when you're a kid. It's like, I get that. You know? And even when you're like a teenager.
But you're a grown ass man now.
Exactly. I'm an old ass man now. And it's like, I don't want.
You're not old.
No. What I mean is, I'm at the point where it's like, I don't want.
Your laugh.
I don't want a bunch of people in the same fucking room and like having to try to give everybody equal face time. Like, it becomes a job. It's like, fuck off.
Your celebration.
Why do you even care? It's your birthday. You can do whatever you want.
Everybody get the fuck out and leave me alone. That's exactly what I would want to say. No matter who's there, who may be offended, I would be like, everybody get the fuck out now.
That's just a shit.
All you fucking freeloaders, get out.
That's just a shitty way to live, man. People are there to celebrate your birthday. You know what I mean?
It's okay.
I think you're in the minority of the whole thing.
My girlfriend you need to stop listening to this show, woman.
No, she did a good thing.
No. She just chimed in. She's like, hey, if you really want to be alone this weekend, it's up to you.
Aww. See how fucking sweet she is.
She tried to throw
your
party. She'll leave you alone with your Lamborghini.
You two, shut the fuck up.
That's nice.
Both of you.
It is nice.
Dude, the majority of the people, I'm sorry, Fab, but they get thrown surprise parties.
Oh, you know what? I've never
gotten a surprise party.
They don't really do that in trailer parks. But
hey, you watch your mouth.
8 Mile.
You're in a minority.
I am.
Dude, I can't tell you how many invites I got.
I don't even like going to people's parties. Why the fuck would I want to have one if I don't like them?
Just turn my invite down, dude, I guess. If you don't want to come.
I'll Skype in.
There you go. Hey, I just
have your. I'll text you after the surprise and then text you and be like, yo, Skype me in. Yeah, just put me on a webcam. Be like, hey, what's up, man? You know,
listen, I hear
and
you.
And I click, watching TV and shit. No, I just. I
understand, man.
You know, I don't mind dealing with people. I have no problems being, you know, dealing with public or whatever.
It was going to be just.
No, I get that. What I'm saying is that can easily be done by just saying, hey, you guys want to go get a drink? I don't need the fucking procession. I don't need the fucking production. I don't need the wasted dollar amount. Like, it's just stupid. If you're going to waste that kind of money on someone, waste on someone that really wants it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because wasting it on me, you're an idiot. Really. You're an idiot. It's if like you're going to waste your time.
Flushing it down the toilet.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I told her, I was like, give me the $1,000.
Yeah.
You want to make my birthday? You give me the $1,000. I'll find some shit to do. Seriously.
You can rent that Lamborghini.
Yeah, right. No, exactly. But I mean, like, honest to God, like, it would piss me the fuck off.
If she would have contacted me, the first thing I would have told her was,
hey, and Bob, lesson learned for all of us.
And I'm going to go even more, I'm going to be even more selfish about it. If it's my day, then don't I get a say and who's involved in it?
That's hence surprise.
Yeah, surprise. Get out.
Surprise, who invited you?
No. Like, if I walked into a room and a bunch of people yelled, surprise, I'd be like, surprise, get out. Like, that would be my, you know, watch the surprise look on everybody else's face. Get out. Like, that's honestly what I would.
No one will ever throw you a surprise party again.
No, that's
good.
That's
never.
Good.
Never
done. I already had one. It sucked. Yeah. I don't want another
You're
one.
You're fine.
Yes.
You're good.
Now
don't
she knows.
Never worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I said, the majority.
Bob is not the majority.
First of all, that's in your world. That's in your world because I'll tell you right now, I haven't been to many surprise parties of people over 40.
No, you get them usually on the zeros, the 40, the 60.
No, you don't. That's the crazy shit. You don't get a surprise party with every fucking zero. You don't get it at 20,
no,
and 30,
no,
and
I said
40.
I said 40 and 60.
Not all the time.
40. How about that?
I
see more 40s than anything.
I could see 50 more than 40.
50.
Why 40?
I see 50.
What's the significance of 40?
I don't know. I didn't create it. It's like the over the hill thing.
You know, 50 I could see.
Oh, yeah. No, Marco is right because 40 is when people start saying
that's
over the hill shit.
Yeah, but I could see 50 being more important.
My
dad's going to be 70 and he would fucking kill my mom if she threw him a surprise party.
He's 70.
He's going to be 70.
He doesn't give a shit.
About
what? At 70, I wouldn't want a fucking surprise party.
Exactly. He doesn't want one.
No.
It doesn't matter anyway. He's in fucking Jacksonville.
I mean, there was like three in the past this past year, and they're all people you know. You know what I'm
Narcissists.
Saying? Because
exactly.
They didn't throw it. Their wives threw it.
Well, okay, yeah.
Well, the wives, then their wives are narcissists because they wanted the attention on them by association.
Ah, dude, you're out of your mind. It's just a party. It's a birthday. you're agreeing with them. You sound just as crazy.
Hey, man, we talked about it 2 weeks ago, and I told Fobby he was insane, and then he explained it. And once he explained it, it was like, I feel like I know
it's
you
got nothing to
now.
Do with narcissism. Now, if you say, all right, if I say, hey, guess what? I'm throwing this big bash at Harris the pool, you know, and all that shit.
Have fun. Let me know.
Right. That's crazy. Like, what makes you think people are coming out to Harris the pool?
Right.
I know people. I see people on Facebook do it. Hey, I'm throwing my bash at Harris. I'm like, what the fuck? How many people are going to come to your fucking party? How cool? You know, it's like ridiculous.
I feel like that's a young thing to do.
Yeah, well,
because young people, like young people, need like any excuse to go to AC.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna go to AC. Throw myself a fucking Harris.
No, I wouldn't fucking do that either.
That's ridiculous. But they
but
do.
I'm
see
different.
Right there, throwing myself. That line.
Well, yeah.
That is wrong, and on so many levels, it's like, who the fuck are you to coordinate your own birthday bash? That's a chick thing.
Lonely.
That's a chick thing. Girls
that is
do
a chick
that.
Thing.
Girls do that. Not only do they do that, but they make it a fucking full week.
Well, yeah.
It's like, well, my birthday is going to start today, and it's going to actually end next week. Yeah, and it's like, fuck off. Who the fuck are you?
I know.
Like, why do girls think they have a fucking pass? You know, like, it's such a nuisance. It's like, fuck off. You get one day, 24 hours, that's it.
My when birthday is on a Thursday 12:01
this year. Great.
I know.
12:01 a.m. of the following day, it's over. No more birthday fun. No more birthday treatment. It's over. It's done. You know?
Girls want the dinner, and then they want the bar. Then they
I don't care about all that. That's fine.
I don't
they get whatever
want that.
They get whatever they want. My point is don't fucking try to expand it for a full week.
I'm going to be doing the Jersey Jerk Show on my birthday. It's all good.
I did last year on my birthday.
I don't give a fuck.
Big Jay Oakerson called on my birthday. It was 2 years ago.
The way I look at it now, I don't at work, I take my name off the birthday list. I don't want anybody to know. I don't want a cake.
Yeah.
I don't want any of that. I did the same thing with the wedding. I didn't tell anybody. All of a sudden, I come in, there's a cake, there's a gift. I'm like, I didn't want that.
Yeah, because you already went through it.
You know?
Kind of going under the radar for that one. Like, hey, I don't really want anyone.
Yeah, I don't want.
Kind of like just glaze over it.
Yeah. Yeah. Be honest with you, I don't want to celebrate my 40th. Because
40's tough, man.
40 is tough, regardless.
And that's what these fucking assholes don't understand, okay? It's 40. It's not 21. It's not Sweet 16.
There's
it's
nothing
not one.
Really for you to celebrate
exactly,
right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't give me that over-the-hill bullshit that you see on fucking Hallmark cards. Stop it. Shove it up your ass because it has nothing to do with that. The point is you're 40 now, okay? And
shit's
it's like,
about to get real.
And, you know, and my girl was like, well, you know, 40's the new 30. I was like, you know who says that? Losers. That's who said that. Because they need an extra fucking 10 years to do shit. That's what it is. That's exactly what that is. That's exact. And I won't accept 40
it. Is-
no, it's not. 40 is 40, okay? It's after 30, it's before 50. 40 is what it is. It's 40.
Yeah,
40 is not the new 30.
No, it's cooler to be older now than it is.
I told her. She was giggling. She was laughing. She was like, you know. Like, and I was like, yeah. I said, you know who says 40 is the new 30? Losers.
I would never say that.
That's true, though.
It is true. Think about it. The people that were too fucking stupid or dumb or lazy or whatever to not accomplish shit they wanted to accomplish by the time they
it's
were 40.
It's a scapegoat.
It's a scapegoat. It's a loophole. Fuck off. Own up to it. Look, I didn't do anything that I should have done, but I'm 40. I accept it. I'm moving on. Fuck you with your fake ass, you know, whatever. Fucking fake motherfuckers.
Did someone, like, specifically say something to you? Because I was heated.
No, it just that's why I said to you when I first started this, I'm depressed and I'm angry.
I can tell you're depressed because you want to sleep for 72 hours.
Yeah, because I'm angry too because, like, this whole party thing has become a fucking and I'm not going to get into it again. We talked about it before.
Yeah.
But it has really caused issues and problems the last few weeks that I didn't need and added stress where that I didn't want.
Yeah.
You know, this whole 40 thing has been bothering me for a while. You know, and I love my girl, but she, like, last month she fucking texts me on the 23rd and she's like, it's exactly 1 month before you turn 40. And I was like, fuck, I wasn't even thinking about it today.
Thanks for reminding me, honey.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm not going to fucking call her an asshole. She's not an asshole, but.
Oh, yeah. Did you let her know that it was bothering you?
Well, she knows. She okay. knows, but she's a sweet child. You know, she has such a good heart, but it's just like, you know, it's like she doesn't get me. I am not complicated. I'm simple. You know, I'm a lump of shit is all I am, you know, that's been around for 40 years.
You're a fucking miserable lump of shit.
I'm not miserable. What?
He's curmudgeon-y.
Curmudgeon-y. Yeah, I'm curmudgeon-y now because of what we're talking about, but when we're outside smoking a cigarette and talking,
you're
am
happy.
I a curmudgeon?
You're happy. No. Like a pig and shit.
Yeah, well, not that happy, but I'm not miserable.
No.
And everybody calls me. My brother thinks I'm a miserable piece of shit. You know, Chris thinks I'm a miserable piece of shit. The funny thing is, nobody takes into account the conversations we have off the air.
Yeah.
You know, don't forget we're on the air. Got to be a little bit fucking animated. Mm-hmm. Can't be like, I'm not happy about being 40. You know.
I mean, it makes sense that you're not happy about being 40.
Who the fuck would? Seriously.
It's not a good thing.
Billionaires?
Because they got the life.
Exactly. I don't. So why should I be happy about it?
We have to find things to be happy about in your life now. I'm not even going to give you advice because you're not going to fucking take any of it.
But there's no
advice. Just get through the sadness.
Honestly, miss, it's not even about taking advice or doing anything different. What it is
YOLO.
Like my mom was like, what do you want to do for your birthday? I'm like, disappear. Yeah. You know, like she's like, do you want to go out to dinner? No, I don't. No,
If you really don't want to do shit,
First of all, let me not get this all fucked up here.
Okay,
all right?
Good.
Tomorrow night, I have to go to bed early because I got to go to work early Saturday. Okay? I have a pretty long schedule Saturday work-wise. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have a window of opportunity to do much tomorrow. I mean, tomorrow I get home. You know, I'm going to relax a little bit. I'm going to have a little bit of peace time for me. And then, you know, I have to deal with the whole
happy birthday. The text, the calls,
the Facebook.
You put it on your Facebook?
Do I put on it? What do I put on my Facebook?
Is your birthday? So all your friends can
Oh, see yeah, it. But that was, I mean, I signed up in 2008. I didn't know. You can change it. I know.
Okay. You'll get a million Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And I just use one mass thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, good night.
I'm surprised you even do that.
Well, no. I mean,
I'm not surprised you do that.
Well,
as well.
No, that's, I'm not going to be mad at people for wishing me a happy birthday. What I'm saying
is. I don't do that.
What?
I don't think anybody on Facebook wish me a happy birthday.
Oh, I do. Okay. I do, just to be polite. That's like one of the few times you'll see me on Facebook. But anyway. So, you know, I'm not going to have much of a window. It's going to be like, all right, good night. At some point, it's going to be like, I got to go to bed. You know, I got to get like.
Yeah,
at least
you're going to have dinner or something.
Not even. Like, I don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah. Oh, well, then fucking.
That's my point. I just want to fucking stay home.
Your fucking day.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
You know, plus, it's a holiday weekend, which is cool because every once in a while, my birthday does fall on this weekend, like the Memorial Day weekend, which is nice because it does take the attention away.
Yeah.
For my birthday, which I like.
You should have been born on Christmas.
It's a holiday. Oh, that would have been awesome.
That would have been awesome. You would have hated it for more
reasons. I would have hated it as a child.
Yeah.
I would have loved it as an adult.
Yeah.
Hate it as a child because it would be like, no, I should get more gifts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can't compact the two. But as an adult, it would have been great. Because it would all been about Christmas, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I would have loved that. I got to do that for my kid. Try to calculate it.
Plan it.
I mean, you can.
You can come. You can come close.
Yeah, you can relatively close.
As long as I come. That's the hey.
But hey.
On that note, let's get the fuck out of here. It's late.
Thanks for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show. We'll be back next Thursday.
Will we? Is everybody going to be here at the same time? I don't know about Chris. I can't speak for him.
I mean, I'll be here.
Yeah, I'll be here.
I don't need to take off again until June.
Well, what do you got?
Firefly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good concert.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot. Okay. We had all about that. Fireflies next weekend, right?
No, it's not for a couple more weekends.
Oh, it's in June.
It's in June 19th.
That's right. Okay.
We got time. We got stops.
Word.
We got time.
Word life. We'll see you next week.
Peace, bitch.
This is it. This concludes our broadcast day. Click.